Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhian Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Thursday presented by...
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Yes. We talked about this last podcast. We are not going to have a real full podcast because everybody's taking a break. We're taking a break. The celebrities are taking a break. It's the holidays. So we're going to give you a little present, and it's our three favorite interviews of the year.
Yes.
Of course, we got the Jonas Brothers.
Duh, I mean, given.
have to put that in. We also have our episode with Dylan, which we thought was amazing. You guys loved that. It was funny.
We had to put a little Bachelor stuff in
there. Stuff in there. And then we also have Bella Thorne, which, you know, we love Bella Thorne. We were very excited to interview her. It was one of the first people we ever started talking about together.
Yeah.
So we want to put Bella in there.
Yeah. And so, it's always interesting.
It's always a ride.
Always.
So if you haven't heard it, you should definitely listen to it. So let's get into it, starting off with Bella Thorne.
Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Hey, bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. You work more, bitch. Bitch, bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. What? Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
We are joined by a very special guest, Bella Thorne. What's up, Bella?
I'm about it, too. I'm about it. What I'm not about is how tall this mic is right now. I'm just like, I feel so awkward.
Yeah, there you go.
Our producer
Noah is fixing it.
Aw.
That's so
thanks,
sweet.
Thanks, because I'm just, clearly I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. I don't know how to do
when.
It either.
When?
Yeah. Awesome. All right, we're all set. All right, your new book, The Life of a Wannabe Mogul. It's out July 23rd, but it's at number one now for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's been there for, like, I think we're going on a month-ish. Yeah. I don't know. Nobody's counting for me. What do I got to do all the work?
Yeah. Well, it's just amazing because we honestly thought that the book was out already.
I thought the book was out.
It's not even out yet.
A lot of people think it's
out. And people are so excited about it.
I was worried I wasn't going to sell 6,000 copies to be able to contend for a New York Times bestseller. So I'm pretty surprised and happy as well.
Why did you want to write this book?
Well, originally I needed some money.
Yeah, fair.
I actually wrote these other two books, all handwritten. I wrote them over like three tours or something. I left them on a Delta flight.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And they couldn't find it for you.
And so they're forever to be
somebody else
a
has
loss,
them.
Like in the abyss, never to be appreciated.
Somebody totally has them and they're like, this is amazing. And they just kept it.
I mean, if they have it, damn, they got some real shit in there.
Yeah. Or like years from now, there's going to be a tell all Bella Thorne book just from this person.
They got some Polaroids in there. Yeah. They got a lot of things in there. There's a lot of things in there.
So where did you write this book?
I wrote this while I was shooting the show. I was on set and I wrote it in 2 weeks on a typewriter. So I was just walking around set with a big ass typewriter, just literally like, oh yeah, no, I can walk over there. Yeah. You gonna put a mark down? Cool, cool.
Yeah. Just carrying your typewriter everywhere.
Yeah. Typewriter. Uh-huh.
And what, so it, a lot of it is poetry, right?
Mm-hmm.
What inspired that?
Well, after I wrote the first two books, I was like, I'm not rewriting them.
Yeah.
So then I was like, fuck me, what do I do? And then I knew I wanted to call it Mental Disarray. And so I was like, mental disarray. What's that?
Yeah. So you came up with that name first, and then you were like, all right, so
like, how do I explain
it?
Mental disarray?
I literally always do that.
It is very catchy.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm captivated by it. I also don't know what it means. Like, what does it mean to you now?
Literally, mental disarray.
Yeah.
Right. My mind in this book it's like, it made sense that this is the first one in the series because this one explains how literally my mental disarray, my whole brain and things that are in there and just shoved and packed in there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, that's perfect start of it because the whole series is not about like poetry. It's not actually poetry based. It's more about how to be a mogul.
Yeah.
The life of a wannabe mogul, how to literally do shit that people are like, you couldn't do that, and then you were like, oh, watch me, so cool.
Right.
I did it.
What Started. Are some of the main points in the book that, like you said, you're like, I did this?
Well, I mean, I don't talk about it in this one, but in the third book, it would be the fact that I never learned how to read, and I learned how to read from reading scripts. I never learned how to count, and I learned how to count from counting my dad's cash, so I'm obsessed with money and literal cash. I didn't know how to dance. I had two left feet, and I couldn't even bounce on the same rhythm, and I did a dance show about dancing. I was tone deaf, and I own a record label, and I'm signed with Sony as an artist, and I can fucking sing a cappella like a bitch ass now. So fuck with me.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I had literally $200 to my name basically when I turned 18, and I bought a house by the time I was 19. Everybody told me, you were not going to be able to do that. Watch me. Everyone said, you can't buy another house. I said, watch me. 21, bought another one. Like, you know, I just like, you tell me I can't, like, you know, literally, I never learned how to write a script. I'm writing a series now, and I've got it just attached an Oscar winner to play my mom. I'm out here just like literally doing shit that you were like, that's impossible. You can't. Here's how you do it.
Right.
This is how you do it. And it's literally is basically a step-by-step of how to do it, envision it, do it, the steps, the mental training that you have to do to really keep all this on your plate. You know, the seven passive incomes to becoming a billionaire. There's a lot that goes in the whole life of a wannabe mogul. But that's the third book. And the first one is more of just like all my fucked up shit and my mind and the way I think about things and the way I see things and the way I saw things that I don't see them now like that anymore. And that's why I put a lot of dates throughout the book. So you can see some of the shits written when I first turned 18. And, you know, I'm like 18 to 19 was a really interesting year for me to kind of figure my shit out and who I wanted to be and who I did not want to be anymore. And so that there's a lot of dates that I had to put in there so that people know.
When you figure it out.
This is old. Okay. I don't think this anymore.
Right.
And so, it was just... Yes, it was an interesting process. I shed some tears while writing it. I've shed tears while reading it out loud.
It almost sounds like a little diary entry, like, which is really cool.
It's out there like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it's
just like your thoughts in that moment on the page.
And it's all spelled so wrong that you're like, oh, like there's no, like there, I didn't let an editor touch one piece of it. So you're just like, wow, this is
real.
When Tana read it, she was like, she didn't even read the whole thing. She just read, like, I think maybe a chapter-ish worth. She was like, whoa, B, I don't even know, like, a lot of this shit about you.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Are you sure you want to even put this out there?
Right.
We don't even talk about some of this stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to open a book. Read me, bitch.
Right. So you're just being completely real with your fans. Just being real with yourself. Because like you said, when you were 18, is that when you were like, fuck this person who people want me to be. I'm going to be myself.
Yeah. Well, it was more of like, who do I even want to be?
Right.
Yeah. Is the person that everyone wants me to be? Can I be that person? Because it would work better for me. People like that person so much. I would make more money being that stupid fucking person. But yet it took me a while to be like, I literally can't be though. That's exhausting. I can't be this thing. It's, I'm just too lazy to and keep up with that. Like, and I'm not a liar. I refuse. I've been a liar so long. I refuse to lie. So then it would be like, I have to lie to be not who I am to be some this other fucking person mm-hmm. that would make me more money. And that bitch is so annoying over there, that Bella Thorne bitch. Yeah.
Right, but you're just being yourself now and you're getting shit done being yourself.
I mean, it's like you be yourself, you learn, you change, you like this, you only like that, now you like something different. Like, I mean, who is yourself, really?
Right,
but
right.
I mean, am I doing anything extra to make anybody's opinion about me change to, I don't know. No, I'm not doing that because that's just, I'm not doing
right,
that. It's
right.
just tiresome.
You said Tana's read some of the book. Has anybody else read the book?
Not the people that have the quotes. You guys see all the quote pages in the beginning? They read different parts throughout the book and, I read the book to Maude, so I read it when we were together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Because you, and I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but you read it to, were you at Carnegie Hall, and you read
yeah.
it?
I read parts pieces, of it. Yeah, okay, excerpts okay. from it, yeah.
Which
yeah,
was amazing. You look stunning. Like, it was yeah. like, it almost looked like you were about to like have like an opera performance, and it was like amazing. That was just your book. Thanks. I thought it was awesome. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, a lot cool. of people cried. It was very cool.
A lot of people cried?
A lot of people fucking cried, yeah.
How did you handle that?
It made me feel good because I was like, at least I invoked a really strong emotion, because that's the one thing I never want to do in life is be anywhere in the middle.
Yeah,
strongly dislike yeah. the middle. The middle is not a place for me to be. So if you're angry with me because of some of the shit that I wrote, great. If you're crying hard, great. If you're really happy and you're laughing, yeah. great. If you're just like, this was good, that's the worst thing
right.
you can give me.
You want
me.
The
so,
extremes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hate
I always want the extremes.
Either
yeah,
way.
Yeah. yeah, then, yeah, exactly. And so right. I was really happy that they were all crying. But also when I read some of it at MCM, the event that we hosted together for Pride, a lot of girls came up to me to talk about them being raped or molested in their life. And like a lot of girls, like a lot of people at the party mm-hmm. came up to me. And it's such an interesting thing to talk about in a party setting. Man, you're like, oh, you got raped too. Bro, yeah. pounded. Yeah. Cool. That's so yeah. fucking crazy, man. Yeah. This right. happens to everyone, it seems. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my like, God. Like, so yeah. many so people up. Came up to me.
Right.
I literally was like, oh my God, there's so many people in this whole fucking room right now, and this is just one fucking room that yeah. we're in. Oh my yeah. God.
It's just a small little party.
Yeah, it was making me so feel some type of real strong way over there.
Right.
I was like, whew. But it made me really mad, and obviously it made me really happy in the sense that some of the girls were like, yo, I don't know why I'm going to tell you this, because maybe it's because I literally don't know you and you'll never know me. So maybe that's
right,
why. But
right.
this and then. So it was good that I had some open communication, you know,
yeah.
that's great. But man, it made me angry. I yeah, was just right. like, you fucking dicks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. These people in mm-hmm. one room. This is crazy.
It's crazy. But at the same time, I bet it helps you and helps them just talking it out with each other.
It totally yeah. does. Like, that's like the whole best part about it.
Right.
But there's obviously the worst part about it is literally
that
just bringing it up
yeah,
and
yeah.
being like, wow.
That this actually happened.
This yeah. happened, and it has happened to so many people in this one fucking room. What the fuck, people?
Right.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it was disturbing.
Yeah.
Very
totally.
Disturbing.
Totally. But it's nice that these people who are obviously fans of you. Mm-hmm. feel comfortable talking to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you, that's just because of how you are with people. Like, you know, you don't hold mm-hmm. back. So people respect that and they
right.
feel like they can do the same with you.
And I think that when I talk about that stuff in the book, it's like the way that I think that I talk about it is like, I'm always talking about the right and the wrong and the feeling gross and the feeling bad. And, you know, I'm not just talking about it like, this is what happened to me. I'm talking about all the questions that happen after this happens to you.
Right.
And
right.
that is what you're left with. That's the most
the
important part,
yeah.
the
yeah.
aftermath. And I think that a lot of people hear the questions that I say, that I ask in the book and the things that I say, that's like, you're like, oh, wow, that's like, people don't just say that. Like, yeah, I always
yeah.
say mm-hmm. that I feel like a bruised fruit. Like, you don't want to pick me up because I'm just bruised unlike mm-hmm. the other ones. And that analogy always just, people look at me like, wow, I feel like that so much. Like, because nobody says that, but it's really what you feel like after a situation like this.
Right. It's such a powerful statement. And, you know, we're all around the same age. And I feel like it's very inspiring for you to see you just be so open about that. And it makes all of us want to be open and just, you know, you see another side of it that maybe we wouldn't see before. And we appreciate it, you talking about it.
Thanks.
Yeah. I want to switch a little bit, maybe a little lighter. You've been posting a lot about this and we want to talk about it.
This is what I'm trying to talk about right now.
Cannabis line.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's
the
deal?
What the fuck?
Yeah. We're going to ask. No. We're like,
we got our eyes on
the
cannabis company.
What are you talking about? What are the names going
to
be?
Oh, I'm pretty excited.
Can we get some shipped to us?
Yeah. Definitely. I was going to say I could bring it into a little like group session.
Yeah. Like taste test.
If we were at our own office right now, I would have a blunt rolled for you, but we are not in our office. We're at SiriusXM, and I can't smoke in here.
I know.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Snoop was here.
Snoop would be able to do it, but chicks in the office, we can't really break out once around
true.
Here.
That's so fucked up.
Right. Why not? At our old office, we can. I feel like it's Snoop. It's a rite of passage. Like, he just has to be.
Yeah. And you're just like, I don't want to tell you no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what... So it's awesome. What is this?
It's just cannabis, man.
Just weed.
It's fucking weed, bro. I'm really excited because I met with quite a few brands and tried out a lot of weed. More weed than I really wanted to try, which is really surprising because I'm a pretty big star.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how high are you right now?
No, not high at all. I wish I was high right now. I think I smoke so much I don't really get high.
Feel
that. It's kind of like, you know, where you're just like,
yeah, they,
it sounds familiar.
They say this to me too, because I'll just keep going like, and I'm like, I'm not high.
Yeah, but I'm
like,
not.
And Fran's just dead.
Well, because I can't, I've got a low tolerance. I'm a baby. But she, like, it's so funny because people are like, no way she can do that. I'm like, just watch her. Like, she'll be just fine. Yeah.
Snoop told me that I'm the only person he's ever met that can keep up with him.
Wow. Yeah, that's like an amazing tagline.
That's a great accomplishment. I need to get in the room with you and Snoop Dogg.
I know, because I can be like,
Yeah.
Give me the honor. Yeah. Totally.
But so I met with so many places and, you know, I realized like I really hated that everything was grown inside and I really didn't like this like filtered air and the this and the that. It just felt so like not real, like just so unnatural and just very, I don't know, like even when you're not and it's not pesticides and it's organic and blah 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 whatever, but it just still feels like these poor plants, they don't look happy. They just look all like and so then I met this one place and they literally grow it in a glass house and it's so amazing and they're so tall and they look like the lead, they
happy
look
plants.
Happy like it's a crazy thing to describe, but like you walk in there and all the plants are just like, what up, bro? Come smoke me, bro. It's cool. Like, it's cool, man.
Yeah.
And
they want to be smoked.
Yeah,
they're asking
like,
for it.
Exactly. They're not like, just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm out here. And then I tried their weed. And first I was just like, whoa, this is like tastes different. This smells different. Like, this is fucking just different. And then I don't want to say exactly because they said what it is and I don't want to say what it is exactly because what if I get it wrong?
Right.
But basically we have like the highest strain of CBD.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boom. I smoked that and I was watching Netflix and I just opened a beer.
Yeah.
And like, I don't sleep very well. I'm not really a good sleeper on that.
Right.
I'm always just like bags under my eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm smoking this CBD joint, bro. I just opened this beer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to drink this fucking beer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Passed out, woke up, the beer is completely on my keyboard, completely
and
the computer's still sitting on the fucking thing. And I'm literally like
Whoa.
And I pick up the beer and there's still beer in the beer. And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck?
This CBD is so good. We're going to make some bath bombs, bro. Yeah. To really fuck you up. Like, we're going to be amazing. Out
wow.
here with
my
the
ears
CBD.
Are perking up right now. I'm feeling relaxed so already.
I can't wait. There's help this me sleep. One yeah. flower and it's so purple that you're like... is his lies. And then we're, yeah. what are we doing to the weed again that we make the hairs a bit more red? It's a certain way that you grow it or something. I want to call one of my strains Fire Crotch. And yeah. so there's like this thing you can do to weed. It's like just the way you grow it or the way you put, like you put more air or less air or something. They explained it to me, but I forget. Yeah. And it makes the hairs perk up a bit more in color. And so it's going to be like orange fire on like the ends of the weed when you break the weed apart. It's so purple.
That's
and it's
amazing.
So dank.
Sounds beautiful.
That does.
It's so fucking pretty.
Our problem is like, how do we get this? Because we're in New York. Right. You're in LA. We're going to have to fly to LA. Just, we're going to have to pick up a shit smoke.
Eventually, we can do it here, but we'll just have to fly to LA.
We're
going
to have to fly to LA and bring it back. That's the goal.
That's all right. Yeah, we'll make it work. It's going to be kind of hard.
Yeah. We'll make it
no,
work.
But I'm going to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could just always legally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Because, nobody so listening to us right now. Yeah. Bella's going to send us weed illegally. It's going to be fantastic.
It's no problem. No, nobody heard that.
Yeah,
anyway.
No. We'll just skate on by.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I also want to talk about your super hot Italian boy.
Yeah.
Who is this dude?
He just texted me, right?
Like, I feel like...
What's
do you remember
the
Lizzie McGuire movie?
Him looking so cute.
Oh, last See, text is a picture.
It's like just an Italian pop star. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah.
Paolo. It's your Paolo.
That's funny.
Like, that was my first thought. But how did you guys meet?
I guess we met. Fans have screenshotted, like, DMs. From like 2016, which
wow.
is crazy. Yeah. We commented on each other's photo or something, and then like this whole entire time, every time we've tried to meet up or like hang out, he's always like, "I'm literally helping on my flight." I'm not. Doing that. It's not happening. I'm done. I'm speaking with American accent. It's not happening. And then I'd be like, "Oh, I literally just landed," and so it would always be like
never
that.
Lined
literally,
up,
always, yeah. And then it just lined up one time, and then it was like, oh.
It's on.
Yeah. Oh, it's on now.
And at first I was like, you don't speak English. And then I was like, you're really good at learning.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, seriously, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, what's that That's like? Awesome. Because obviously there's
the
a barrier,
language barrier
there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's just really smart. I really respect it, because when we first met, he just would say no when he disagreed with things, because he didn't really know how to say anything else. Like explaining no.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'd say something and he'd just be like, no. I'd be like,
which is kind of
what
so
do you
cute.
Mean? No.
Yeah. It's like so cute, but also like shit, I'm trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Like, you're frustrating me, but you're really cute.
Yeah. And then the next time I saw him, like, oh my God. I was like, we're having such long, in-depth, deep, dark conversations. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, you're really smart, because you just like picked it up like literally so quickly. It's weird. Yeah. So now it's not so hard, the language barrier. There's
Love
still
it.
Some things that you're like, oh, what's this?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's this. Or like trying to explain really stupid things that we don't have to explain because we already all know what it is. Mm-hmm. And then you think about it and you're like, oh yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah,
hold on.
That's so true. And it was so cute. We saw his story the other day that he was like, I don't know if I said it right. I was just trying to say you're sexy all the time, but like I don't know if I fucked that up. Like,
that was so
that
cute.
That was my point. It was very cute.
Do you think you're going to go to Italy at all and spend time there?
I go to Italy
you go
in July.
Amazing.
Right before I leave to do this movie, and then he comes down while I'm filming.
Yeah. Nice. I feel like I always see you posting about new movies, new projects. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're always on that grind.
That's how I study.
What's coming up in the next few months?
Oh, for myself?
Yeah,
oh,
for you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about all the things I talk about watching all the time.
Yeah.
I'm out here just like, bro, did anybody see this movie?
Yeah. No, for you. Like, what are you going to be into?
Oh, my goodness.
Let me think.
Okay. I've got... like two films that are gonna come out. I don't know when they're gonna come out, but like supposedly sometime this year.
Okay.
I've got like four fish, four or five. movies too? Yeah. Four.
That's what I'm saying. I literally, yeah, I mean, every like day Bella Thorne, I see like
Bella Thorne in new movie. Yeah. Bella Thorne, new movie.
Yeah. I just filmed a show, a series. Now I'm writing and directing, co-directing a series. And I'm very excited about that announcement's coming out soon. So
very
then
cool.
You guys will be like, oh, that's what you yeah. was yeah. Oh, bitch. That's yeah. awesome.
Can you give us a little hint of what it's going to be about?
It's very dark. Mm. It's got a little bit of some dark comedy in there.
And that's it.
That's it.
Really
dark.
Stay tuned.
It's fucked up. I like that. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, back to the relationship. You're with Ben now. What about Tana? You guys are still friends, but you guys were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, what's that like?
You know, she's a confusing little bunny.
Yeah.
You know?
Is she with Jake Paul?
She is.
See, I can't keep up. We can't keep up.
She is. She's with him. Yeah. Yep. that's
the thing that's happening.
that is. But you know, I think they're just like having fun and right. and doing whatever. And but yeah, we. You know, I don't know. Also, she's so, sorry, Tana, you're going to see this. And you're going to be, Bella, I'm getting all these tweets about how unreliable I am. Well, you are. but, you know, it's like, it's a tough one. With mm-hmm. Besides the fact that I never have any time to do anything, then if I do make time and you don't show up, nothing ever happens.
There you go. Yeah. We're going to put that out there because we saw her comment on your picture before saying, I'm going to come to New York, and you were like, no, you're not.
Literally, like, stop lying to me. Yeah. Like, it's not, it's not even
like
funny.
It's like cute, like you're flirting, like, but like, shut the fuck up and get here.
Yeah. Like, get on a plane, get your ass here.
Literally, you're supposed to come to my house the other night. Like, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck, Tana?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hopefully we'll put this out.
Clearly,
and Tana
Jake
will have
Paul's
some answers.
Her busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely
that's what I'm picking up. Yep. Definitely. Oh, man. Well, this has been so much fun.
Yes.
What you got? The book. We got movies.
She's got so many movies.
Company.
She doesn't even.
I know. I was gonna say like, what's next,
Acne
but I feel
Line,
like we all know.
Acne Line. Directing. Yeah. Redoing my whole makeup line. I'm redoing all the product, everything, all the formulas, everything. And starting fresh with my makeup, and then I'm also. Oh, you know, I'm signed with Sony. I have like an EP coming out and shit.
That's awesome.
I just actually remade my whole EP in a week.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh, recently. So, just recently. Yep.
Just, I love how you just threw that in there. Yeah, I just like, it was like a week. I redid my whole EP.
Yeah,
that's
something
that I did.
It's amazing because actually Sony didn't turn down not one song.
Wow.
So
awesome.
Every song that I recorded in that week is actually going on the EP, which is like really fucking rare.
It's pretty
like weird, actually.
Very cool. When is that coming out?
You know, it depends.
You can't say.
There's this one song we really want to drop. I get to co-direct with Brett Ratner. I'm really excited because I've loved him for a very long time. And obviously, me co-directing with him is a huge deal for my directing career.
Right.
So, very exciting. But we want to do this video because I have to do it before I leave. I only have 3 days off before the two movies, and I'm gone for both of them. And then I come back and I do the third one. And that one, I probably only have like another 3 or 4 days off too. And so then I'll be gone till like October, September. And so it's kind of like, if I don't shoot this music video fucking now, I'm going to be gone. Like, I'm not going to be able to do anything with it. Like, so it's a little hard. I don't know how I'm going to really make all my debt. Like,
the life of a wannabe mogul.
Truly. That's a great way to
just
go
great
full
way to
circle.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Really great way to wrap it up, friend.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
The book is out July 23rd. You can pre-order it. Everybody's pre-ordering it. It hasn't left the charts. So make sure you get it. And then you'll get to read it July 23rd.
Sounds pretty cool when you say that.
Yeah. <That's> Thanks cool. for coming,
Thank
Bella.
Thanks, guys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is just a paradise extravaganza.
Yes, it's our Super Bowl.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Trent's here.
Yep.
Hey, Trent.
Hello.
Hi, Trent.
Very excited to be here.
We haven't really ever started a podcast where we've just like dove right into it. So right. Gonna preface, Trent's here and Dylan's here.
Hey, guys.
Come on, Dylan. Don't be timid.
What's up, guys?
There we go.
Dylan is finally here. The three of us, Trent, Fran, and I, have created a nice friendship with Dylan on the internet over the past few months.
Good internet friends.
Yes. It's always... takes you off guard a little bit when you're like friends with somebody over the internet and then all of a sudden they're in your face and you're like, oh, you're actually a real human being.
Yeah.
That's Dylan right now.
No, I'm huge fans of you guys. So I'm super excited to just get right into it. Trent.
Hey.
Trent doubted me in the beginning.
That should be the first thing we talk about.
You doubted me.
Trent said Hannah was going to kiss other boys.
Well, there was some evidence to support that. that was a thing that was happening. I've always been Team Dylan. I like you. I've always enjoyed you on TV. I like that you're a big fan of Barstool. But there were moments there early on in Bachelor in Paradise where you clearly went there for Hannah. You were excited. She was the one you wanted to meet down there. And she sort of kept her options open there for a little bit, and she kept pulling you to those cabanas and being like, hey, Dylan, I made out with another guy. And I'm sitting there at home thinking, I don't want my guy to get hurt. I don't want this to keep happening to him. Luckily, it worked out. Everything's going really well. But at the beginning, I was just worried for you, and I was trying to protect you.
Those were hard, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
but it was, she didn't have to tell me that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think she had that with anybody else, even right off the bat. So we just had a connection the very first moment we talked. And I was like, I understand that you are going to keep your options open. I mean, she's like, she's unbelievable. So obviously.
She's dropped dead gorgeous. Yeah. It's been discussed here before.
And I came in and I made it very apparent from the get-go. I was like, yeah, I'm only here for Hannah. Like I talked to, I think, every girl who showed up the first day for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to talk to every girl for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to go talk to Hannah and just see like what's going on, just to make sure. It was a wrap after that. I think we talked on the beach for a solid 45 minutes to an hour the first day, and then we went to the treehouse. Great moment. Absolutely great moment. Best like first kiss of my life, so really, it was good.
See, I'm going to start crying again. I don't like this. I don't like when the show actually makes me like feel real feelings,
because
usually when I watch the show, I'm like, none of this is
questions
real.
Everything.
But with you and Hannah,
it's very real.
It's so real, and you could sense it when you're watching it, and this is why we had to bring Trent to the other side and realize that you guys were meant to be together.
That whole saga in the beginning was such like a short part of our time, and it was difficult that it, from like us rewatching, that it had to get dragged out over 3 weeks.
Right, because we know, like, we're aware, we've talked to tons of people who have been on Paradise, that, you know, you guys aren't necessarily filming for as long as we all think it's going, you know. So time is moving way faster for you than it is for us watching.
Right.
So yeah, those first few weeks, that drama was dragged out a lot.
I saw all of it real time, so there was no need for me to rewatch it. So I didn't really watch the beginning.
You didn't watch the beginning?
Not really, no.
Okay.
It's
really?
Because, I mean, it's like, why would I? Like, I went
through
it.
Why do you stop yourself, though?
But it's, you also, like,
just don't turn on the TV.
Yeah, like,
I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be like, I have to.
I mean,
you have to turn it on.
You see some of it.
I don't know.
But it's like,
I would not watch.
I wanted to watch it in the moment because I wanted to know everything that was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to know all the facts, make the decision based off that. And time again, I kept choosing to go back to her. And so that's when I knew. There's like I wish they showed the interview. My producer and I, like, we had an interview for a solid like 2 hours, and we came to the realization, he's like, Dylan, have you ever like had to continuously fight for something like this before? And I was like, no, I've never wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's when we kind of like pushed back to it. And he's like, well, then that kind of tells you something.
Right.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, I need to keep doing this. And it worked out. And I deep down knew it would work out, but it was obviously difficult in the moment.
Yeah.
But we're so happy now.
Well, and we're so happy for you guys, but we got upset. I guess it's like it was same kind of vibes as like Kevin and Astrid. Like they paired off and they were so good together, and then they just like disappeared from the show.
I know.
Like they just like stopped being on camera because there was no drama. They were just having a good time. Like they were like together and in love.
Yep.
And so when you and Hannah like locked in, we were like, oh, there they go. Bye. Yeah. Like we're never going to see them again.
That obviously doesn't make great TV, but that's got to be ideal for you. Now you're just down there. You're in Mexico. You found the person you wanted to be with. And now we just get to hang out and hunker down and be a pretty, you know, cool couple.
Yeah. I mean, we had 22 days of just like absolute bliss. Like we slept together every night. We'd wake up, we'd have coffee in bed, we'd go to the pool, we'd have like breakfast burritos. It was unbelievable.
Like a dream.
And we would spend we would just spend hours in the pool just talking, like from stuff like what's your favorite color, because like you need to just like fire those off in the very beginning, to like what do you want to do in life, what's your biggest fear, that kind of stuff. So we covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time, and I think it's just with your approach, it was so different from The Bachelorette for me versus going on Paradise, because I felt like on The Bachelorette, I wasn't able to like fully commit and like open up to it. And then I went into Paradise, like, I'm just going to go for it.
So. I think we see that with Paradise now. Like, it seems like more couples come out of Paradise than any other program, because I think it's
your odds are better.
Your odds are better, and you can open up more. You get more time to talk to them. Bachelorette, I feel like you get 15 minutes total with the person. It's like, if I don't get picked, I'm just going home.
Yeah. It's very structured on The Bachelorette. Like, very, very structured. And it works for some people, doesn't work for other people. Paradise is an absolute free-for-all. And there's obviously dates, but it's like, it's just the wild, wild west out there. Yeah. So it's, I think that's why more couples come out of it, because you're essentially living together. No phone, no TV, nothing, no press, anything like that.
You just
like
only have to talk to each other.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that you can do is hang out. And this brings me to my first question, Dylan, which, well, we'll get to the pool thing after, because we're big advocates for the pool thing. But you know,
like
holding.
Like hand-holding you in the pool.
We said we've both done this to our significant others, because it's like, wow, you can hold them this time.
You're like, wow,
fantastic.
You're so light. The pool makes
you so light. Trent doesn't get it, but it's whatever.
It was maybe my favorite clip of the season, though. It was a very, they just cut to it really quickly. It was just her holding you in the pool. It's very romantic.
And you know what's funny? I think if you look back, Kaylin's holding Dean.
Oh, I didn't even know.
We gotta find that one.
Because we...
Cute.
Holding him like again. Today.
We just taking pictures of, like, you know, just being held like a small baby by your fiance.
Because Kaylin, so Dean and I get along so well. We're very similar in like our sense of humor, just like kind of like being totally comfortable with just like being like emotional and things like that. And he was like, dude, let's do this. And so Kaylin was holding Dean walking around, Hannah's holding me. And of course, to play into me being like a clingy, lost little puppy dog, they just show the 5 seconds of her carrying me around the pool. I was like, perfect. I just try to own it, because like I did do that. I wanted to do it. It's just funny. So.
I mean, it is funny.
It worked.
And it worked, and we've all done it before. But back to my first question, because I would be a liar to the listeners of this show if I didn't ask you this. What's the deal with the Boom Boom Room? What's the deal with the Boom Boom Room, Devin?
There's three.
There's three?
There's three. Wow.
There's the Boom Boom Boom.
Yeah.
I would love to look at a blueprint map of Paradise, because I just don't understand where
people
sleep. People
can like see it.
They don't really show. So people are there now. Somebody tweeted a picture at me, just some random person.
Like, I don't know if you can like take a tour of it, but like, I think you can see it.
Yeah.
Like, you can just go and check it out.
You can just go stay there. It's, so there's only one room has air conditioning, and that's usually like the majority of what you see whenever they show stuff there. Then there's the top room. Top room, I think, is the coolest one, because it's like sick view, third floor. Right. Then there's the bottom room, which is, it's like the den. You don't want to be down there.
Like the basement.
It's like the frat house.
Like, when you're going into your friend's basement to go up with somebody.
Yeah, you don't. That's gross.
Well, we were just laughing, because it's never, like, we've never heard somebody on Paradise call, like, you, like this season, people started calling it the Boom Boom Room. We're like, what is this, Jersey Shore?
Yeah. That started on like Bachelor Pad. I don't know if you guys ever watched that show.
Wow, we were just talking about that. That is so funny. I was just explaining Bachelor Pad to Rhea on radio, because I was what were we talking about? Katie and Chris? Or I was like, Chris was on Bachelor Pad.
Yeah, you were saying Chris was on Bachelor Pad.
And she was like, what the hell is Bachelor Pad?
Yeah. So I'd never seen The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, Bachelor Pad, Paradise, none of that before this whole thing started. So I had absolutely no idea what I was getting into.
So how did you get onto the show?
They DM me on Instagram.
Got it.
Just randomly.
Got it. So you were scouted.
Yeah.
Were
scouted. I said no, because I'd recently, what's going on?
Is this about to be Tyler?
Oh.
Yeah!
Wow.
There he is.
Welcome.
Wow.
I never
What's up, man?
Nice cut shirt, dude. Why don't you get your own fucking brand?
What's going on?
I mean,
sit down, grab a drink.
This is insane.
You can sit and
chill. You don't have to come on the spot.
We don't worry. This is Dylan's time to shine.
Yeah, we all can't do it, Gigi. Dude, I've changed outfits like 4 times today.
Tyler, do you want a drink?
The extra small comes over.
This is the jacket that you bought in Latvia. We were in Latvia, and everyone ran out of clothes, and they're like, we're going to take you guys to Zara. So they took all of us to the mall, and Tyler buys this exact same jacket in probably, what, a medium?
Probably a medium.
Probably a medium. It's skin tight on him, and I was just like, shit, I love that jacket. Yeah. And so I get back to the U.S. after, and I was like, I'm buying it. So I got the same jacket. So I just
so you just bought the same exact jacket as this?
It's wearing the same jacket. Yeah, this is the second denim jacket I've worn today.
You look cute as hell.
Hey, Tyler, for real, do you want a drink?
Feel bad. I'm good right now.
Good.
So. You're okay. Just gonna stand there and chill. All right.
I want to watch you guys work.
Sweet.
I'm out of wine.
No, you're good.
Trent. I feel bad. It's just like,
Trent,
all right,
chug your drink.
Show up,
Trent,
you sit on the floor.
Chug it.
No.
Why?
I gotta work.
Trent, chug it.
No, I'm not chugging it. Not right now. I'm not chugging it right now.
Yeah. Dude. Why don't you want a drink?
I gotta work later.
Not you. I'm talking about Tyler.
Oh.
All right. Well, he just stepped out. So
oh, there you go.
Look at Tyler just answering phone calls.
All right, guys. It's Noah. You're probably wondering why I'm talking now. Well, the interview kind of went off the rails, and Rhea and Fran are probably out drinking, having a ball with Dylan and Tyler. I'm in the studio. We forgot to do the ad reads during the podcast, but I'm just going to do the transitions and let Rhea read the ad. So, Rhea, take it away.
All right, let's jump back into it.
Let's open the second bottle.
Okay, we'll keep going.
So turn it back into it.
Yeah, I feel like Noah's just going to leave this all on the podcast anyway.
What were we even talking about?
We were talking about the Boomer Room.
We're going back to the Boomer Room. And okay. You got to
Oh, and how yes. they yeah. contacted you via Instagram.
My girlfriend and I had just broken up 2 weeks prior, and I had like, she blocked me on Instagram.
You're lucky. Deleted. You didn't get thrown off.
Deleted all my Instagram pictures. And then, like 2 weeks later, they reached out. So my mom actually is the one that convinced me to do it because I said no, and she was like, "You should just do it at this point."
Yeah.
Like, and so that was pretty wild. But Boom Boom Room.
Wow, everything.
So you guys use the Boom Boom Room? I just want a yes or no.
I mean, you can take naps in the Boom Boom Room, and Hannah and I definitely did take naps.
You guys took naps in the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, I mean, it's AC. Yeah, it's the only place in the entire resort that has AC.
I feel like Dylan's getting nervous even though he tweeted to me to ask that question.
Yeah. Was there a second?
I got reprimanded today.
No. Was there a second thing? I thought there was two things we wanted to ask.
I don't know.
Oh, there was a second one.
Didn't I say, like, yeah, ask me that?
Yeah, you.
That
you
was the first
me,
one.
Said, please ask me that. Yeah,
we did that. And shit. But what was the second one?
Shit.
Right? There was that. We were like that first, and then this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, can't man. Think of it.
It probably can't think of that either. Now It'll that we can't up. Think of it,
maybe we'll think about it.
There's literally whatever you guys want to talk about, we can talk about. Yeah. We've got like 4 hours essentially.
Oh my god, could you imagine? Yeah, so let's just get into the finale because obviously we want to recap what happened last night. I'm so excited that you're a part of this recap, Dylan, because you know how much fun we have during this. Let's take it from the top to the proposals.
Okay.
Quickly, because we all know what happened here.
We can talk about Clay and Nicole for like a second.
There's a lot there too. Like
Clay and Nicole got like, first of all, we felt like Clay and Nicole were not going to work. It's just from what we saw on TV, we were like, this is going to be a struggle. So we were like, this isn't going to work. They break up. And then their hot seat got totally cut from the after show.
Yeah.
So like we saw nothing. It was like, oh, that's it. It's over.
There were so many. So the finale, I think, took like 7 hours, I feel like, to film.
Yeah.
So it was awful. Their hot seat was so uncomfortable.
Oh,
what if Clay?
God,
and
that's what we want.
What if Trent and Nicole? I mean, no, I can't get any of the names right. What if Trent and Dylan reenact Clay and Nicole?
Trent, can you do Clay's breakup?
I just want you to rehearse what he said on the proposal.
Yeah, what did he say exactly? Because they broke it off.
Say that. Okay, he didn't want. He wasn't there yet. He was like,
he moved slower.
He was kind of he's on his way to falling in love, but
not
he's like
ready
wants
to move
date.
In together.
Like,
but he wants to date. He wants to meet each other's families.
Yeah. So I'm Clay. I'm not quite there yet. I really like Nicole, but I don't think we can leave paradise together engaged. I would love to see you after this, but I'm just not there yet. I can't drop an L-bomb. And, you know, maybe we can get there if we start seeing each other a little bit longer, but I'm just not there yet.
Right, now say,
bravo.
Now say,
bravo.
It's not good. It's not working out with me and Nicole, but I'm going to go to the local pub.
It's just not working out between me and Nicole. I'm probably going to go to the local pub. Maybe I'll see Angela there. That'd be really nice if I could see that. But yeah, I'm just going to go get blackout drunk at the local pub and figure it out.
God, dude. You know what's funny? You know what's funny is he like always does it. He'll like look down. And
yeah, he does. He's so timid, and that's what we talk about.
He's such like a big dude.
And when we originally when I originally did the impression, he is like a football player. So you expect them to be crazy, like aggressive, and then he's really the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
seems like a nice guy, but
Clay,
he's just very timid.
Fantastic dude. Love him. He just came to San Diego. Mm. We got to hang out. Like, he's a really, really good guy.
He seems like such a sweetheart, but like,
and I he was
maybe not ready for
he was 100% transparent the entire time, and like, it's obviously it didn't
I mean, it's better to...
I'm dying. Holy shit.
It's better to do what he did than
have
to...
Have some more wine.
There's like something in my throat.
Yeah.
It's better to do what he did than to just like get forced into a proposal and then you got to break it off later on.
Yeah. No, so. And Clay, like, I feel like the Angela stuff, I knew she was coming down. Everybody knew.
Watching as a viewer, I thought it was very clear because there were so many people that were at the wedding that were not on pair, like that were like, oh, so they're all coming down, like Chase and all these people.
It was like, okay,
they're clearly like gonna be a part of Paradise. They're not just randomly invited to Crystal and like, why is Chase invited to Crystal and Goose's wedding?
Right.
I was shocked they invited everyone to the wedding. I like.
Can you give me? I don't know how much of a choice they had.
Some insight to when Crystal and Goose were like, okay, we're now gonna choose specific people to stay.
Yeah.
And I off guard by this.
I was always on my toes. So they said Hannah first, and I was like, all right, they're not going to call me. They want to start some stuff. Like, all right. And then the second name was me. I was like, oh, cool. We're going to have a sick night.
Definitely.
So we got to hang out there. I don't know what the decision making was. Obviously, it was pretty strategic. Like, Derek and John Paul are going to be at the beach together.
Right.
Clay and Nicole are going to be split because obviously there was like a little awkwardness with Angela being there. So it was interesting. The night itself was so long. Like Hannah and I ran away and we just like hung out by the water and fell asleep. Because like there's no reason. We didn't want – it was fun. We were tired. It was super late. We're like an old couple sometimes. So
yeah.
But it was a cool wedding. You get to see like – obviously I never watched the show, but I knew of like – Ben Higgins and like Becca and those people, and like seeing them, I was like, oh, these are actually like super cool people.
Yeah,
like, getting to meet them. Joe and Kendall were there. They were super cool. So that was like my first introduction to like Bachelor Nation or whatever it is. But it was everybody's awesome for the most part.
Yeah. So it didn't work out for Nicole and Clay, unfortunately, but we didn't even get an explanation why, because they got cut from
the show.
Nicole and Clay.
Honestly, long story short, whatever you saw on the proposal was essentially the same thing they talked about.
Yeah,
they were just going back and forth, like, do you love me, yes or no? He's like, I'm not there yet at the end.
Yeah, I think my favorite part of Clay and Nicole's, like, breakup was when Nicole just sprinted off the screen.
She started running.
She handled it.
Trying to run in a dress, trying to get out of it.
Yeah, it was literally a track meet. Hannah and I were watching, and we're like, is she running away?
Oh, no.
But I don't know. It's a tough, like, that day, whether you're a solid, like Hannah and I were solid going into it, I was freaking out that day.
Yeah.
It's so stressful. It's like I get not wanting to be in that scenario.
Totally.
But it was, dude, it's crazy.
And then Katie and Chris, who everybody's loved. I think they're such like a team, like crowd favorite. I think everybody loves them.
We call them Chady.
Chady? I like that.
Chady?
That's cute. I like that.
Chady today.
And I saw like you guys have been doing a lot of press together. They're good.
Good, yeah.
Good, it's good. Because last night, the finale was confusing.
I mean, the proposal was super emotional, super great. And then, obviously, the after show was a little weird and strange. People were uncomfortable. But then the Instagram afterwards, it seemed like they were still together.
That was really hard to watch live because when we all got, when obviously Demi and Christian, Hannah and I, Katie and Chris, we were all so happy. And seeing them super happy, given everything that was kind of helped, because the... I think what we call it, like, D-Day or something like that. Oh, I'm going to burp.
Do it.
Sorry.
Love it.
Like, what do we call it, like, D-Day or something? They almost broke up. Like,
yeah.
Chris tried to break up there, like, six times. Katie was like, this is not happening. I know what you're doing. I'm not going to let you do this. And then that night, they were like, we're good. Proposed. Awesome. Super happy. So watching them struggle live at the finale was really hard. But I'm super happy to see where they're at now. it was, Katie had a great point today. She talked about it's like learning each other's love language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's like words of affirmation and Chris's quality time. So she's like, why is he sitting here and not talking to me?
Yeah.
Just because he's happy just hanging out with her. And so it's like learning about that. So they're, I think they're starting to figure that stuff out. So I think they'll.
Good.
I mean, listen, I'm huge Chris and Katie fan. Yeah. Chris is like, although he's 31, 32, he's the oldest person I've ever met to me. So it's like, so he's the man. Yeah, he's the man. So funny.
He's like the oldest friend
grandpa.
I have.
Yeah, he's grandpa.
He's like a grandpa.
Grandpa,
yeah.
Chris.
I mean, I'm obviously rooting for Katie and Chris. I'm not rooting against them in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. I hope the best for them. I just, I mean, when you get engaged twice and break up twice.
But they never even really broke up.
I'm so confused by what actually happened.
Imagine you and Hank, you guys are filmed 24/7.
Yeah.
Every single thing. And it's like framed a specific way.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
you also have like your Twitter mentions, which are just people saying like, F you, break up, you deserve
right.
better. It's just
sometimes
such a
we get that.
Mind.
Yeah.
Like, oh, please, I'm going to be in there later. Yeah. I'm going to be talking shit.
Yeah.
But like it's such, there's so much that goes into being into a public relationship. And and there's so much that goes into being into a public relationship that like you don't even think about. And I never thought, like when I went on The Bachelorette, I was like, yeah, I mean, I wanted it to be Hannah B. I was like, I think this would be super cool, blah, blah, blah. You never know what's going to happen. And then what happened with Hannah G and I, future Hannah B, what's up?
Yeah.
And then what happened with her, I was like, holy crap, like a lot of people are going to be watching us. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And before the season aired, I was like, I'm not prepared for this. I was like, Hannah blew up after The Bachelor.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not prepared for this. This is crazy. And there's just so many factors. Like people are just watching you all the time. They're recording you all the time, wherever you go.
Right.
Everybody has an input, whether it be completely false. It doesn't matter. Everybody has an input. So it's just, there's so much stress that goes into it.
Yeah.
Noah, what the hell are you doing?
You're heavy fingers on the keyboards.
You're all right, dude.
Sorry, I'm trying to get a clip out. I forgot that you guys were recording a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, thanks,
yeah,
the producer.
The
forgot we were recording.
Oh,
thank you.
Watching porn.
No, so well, that's great. I don't know. Are they still long distance? Like, they don't live in the same place,
so,
do they?
So he's in Denver, Katie's in LA,
okay.
But he travels a lot. So I think he owns like a marketing firm or like a marketing agency.
Yeah.
So he travels to LA a ton. I think eventually he's going to move to LA.
Okay.
So like Han's moving to LA.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
And you live in San Diego, right?
I live in San Diego. So eventually we're going to go back and forth. Like, yeah. I'll probably go up there on the weekends. She has a flexible schedule. She'll come down during the week. But eventually I think the plan is to move to San Diego. So we'll see. But
lovely. Very nice.
Very nice. So yeah, Katie and Chris. Let's just hope for the best for them.
For
it
sure.
seems like you're engaged
still. I think they'll be good.
Still.
I think they'll be good.
They'll be good.
Yeah, I think they'll be good.
Obviously, you and Hannah are great.
Yeah.
And we got...
Dude, you guys missed out on so much with Hannah and I. I'm telling you, it was tough. Like, we had so many funny moments. Like, even the first night when we kissed, I got sick because I went in the ocean the night before.
Mm.
And, like,
You're not supposed to go in the ocean.
Do people
this
not go in the ocean?
Questions.
Maybe that was
the question.
That was the question.
Can you go in the ocean?
So, okay, two part. So the hotel that we stay at prior to going to the beach is like also on the beach, but it's like an hour and a half away, something like that. I went in the ocean there, and it's more closer to the border, and so the water's a little dirtier.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in. They let me go. Like, because you have to be chaperoned, because obviously there's no spoilers. People
yeah,
taking
yeah.
pictures. I go in the ocean, immediately get a sinus infection, sick. And then the next day, we wake up at like 7 a.m. and I have to go to the beach. So I get down. I don't drink for 6 or 7 days. But that first night, I have no idea if a sinus infection is contagious or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need to go for the kiss tonight.
Yeah, like, I need to kiss her.
And she's like, but is it contagious? And then that's when I was like, why don't we find out? And then, and
I can't believe they didn't show
it's
that.
It's little
it
things like
we
that.
We heard you guys like retell that story,
yeah,
like so briefly. But it would have been so much better to
it's,
see that.
It,
in the moment.
Yeah, it was little things like that. I mean, you see the like her carrying me in the pool was one of
yeah,
those that was
yeah,
really
yeah.
funny. But on our second date, we went to. They put out a blooper today of us having like a serious conversation when she's like, Blake came to Alabama. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
But then this dog walks by, this little chihuahua with the biggest nuts I've ever seen in my life. And I stopped the conversation. And it's in the thing. I'm like, I'm sorry, but that dog has huge nuts. Yeah, yeah.
How did they not put that in?
And so
that's
it's
unreal.
It's, I don't know. It's tough. But yeah, like on our second date, we went to a market. Oh, sorry.
No, it's
just
okay.
Just hogging the wine.
Yeah, just need a refill over here.
On our second date, we go to a market. And this is, that's why it looks so random that we end up at this birthday party. We go to this market. The couple comes up.
Oh, maybe this was also one of our questions.
We just got so many questions because I got so many questions about the birthday party.
Yeah, please continue.
This was it.
Yeah. It was this one in the ocean, I think. So we go to this market. We're walking around. We're like buying things, blah, blah, blah. This couple comes up and I'm like super naive. And I'm like, oh, they just like want to talk to us. So we're talking. We're hanging out. And they're like, why don't you? My Spanish is good. I messed up once.
They
caught it on camera. My Spanish is
you
good.
You say, my name is Hannah.
Yeah. I was hyped up because I was like, yeah, I just told her I loved her. Hell yeah.
My name is Hannah. Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of adrenaline going.
She speaks zero Spanish. So when she repeated it, that was hilarious.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
But they're coming up. They're like, why don't you, let's get him a gift. It's like Pedrito's birthday. Like, let's give him something. And I'm like, cool. I reach over, grab a jar of CBD. And I'm like, does he want CBD? And then it's just dead silent. No one's laughing. And I'm like, wow, I probably shouldn't have done that. And I like put it down and the entire like castle of them falls over. Stuff like that. And like Hannah and I are laughing. No one's laughing. Mm-hmm. And so like it's things like that that I wish you guys got to see. But
yeah, like behind the scenes.
Yeah. But the birthday party was cool.
Were those hired people who were those hired?
It did look like you just crashed a young child's birthday party.
Those kids were hired.
We were invited. They were
okay, so then maybe you don't know that
35.
They were hired.
The kids were
35. They have a pension from ABC.
But you're smart. You were like playing with the kids. I was like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Dylan, you had to have known what you were doing in that moment. You were like, let me pick up this
Hannah's
kid.
Like, look how great he is with kids.
Oh, I mean, listen, I love kids.
Yeah,
Dylan
okay.
Dylan loves the kids, you know. It was good. It was just fun to interact with people that like weren't crying or something all day.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect that from kids.
From kids.
But it was fun. I mean, I had a great time. Yeah. And the food was unbelievable. Everybody was super welcoming. So I was stoked. I think I can't remember their names. Like Noah and someone else.
As a break, you guys went to go hang out with kids. Like usually people are trying to take a break.
That's where there's
kids.
Like you said, that's where there's less crying.
Yeah.
Is with small children as opposed to drunk people on the beach.
What you can't tell is that it was probably 110 degrees that day.
Yeah.
I was drenched in sweat.
I mean, everybody proposing was, I was like, I think you actually look the best compared to all the other men. I was
Clay
like,
was poor.
Clay's just a sweaty dude.
Yeah.
I had two of the same shirt. I changed shirts because it was so blue.
Yeah.
It was like, it was like navy and it turned black.
Oh,
all
no.
The sweat. So I had to change shirts. At the end, like when I proposed, I'm wearing, I think, like a large.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when we start taking photos, I'm in like an XXL or something like that.
Oh, my God. It's so funny when you realize like the actual work that goes into the show. Because
if Matt Donald proposed.
Matt Donald would have made an entire pool if he proposed.
Oh my God, that guy.
We just struck a nerve when we brought up Matt Donald.
I was like, Matt, he was like, dude, like, what should I do? I'm like, I mean, yeah, Sydney's like into you. You guys have an actual relationship and Bree's hot. So obviously you're going to pick Bree. Like, I was like, everyone here knows this. You're the most predictable guy I've ever met.
Yep.
And then like, and I just started chirping him for a solid like 45 minutes before the rose ceremony. And then he ended up picking Bree. And I was like, you are such an idiot. Like, why did you do that?
Right.
Because him and Sydney actually seemed to have that genuine thing, and I think he was more, I don't know, like with Bree, just like
supermodel.
So yeah,
that's so funny.
I was so overhearing that word. Holy
shit. Oh, supermodel.
Yeah, so
do the prune face.
Prune.
That was tough to watch.
Oh man,
it was very uncomfortable.
That was tough to watch.
But then Christian and Demi, of course, they got engaged as well.
What sucks is that I feel like you guys didn't get to see a lot of Christian's personality. She's hilarious.
I know.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Honestly.
And every time Christian and Demi had like a legit sit down, heart to heart, like conversation, I was like, I just want to tell Christian all my problems. Like
she's very mature, like a
grown ass woman and knows like what she's doing.
Yeah, that's true. Every time we kind of saw them, they were going through like real relationship.
Oh yeah,
problems.
They were like discussing real life problems.
Yeah,
and that's why I loved watching Demi and Christian's relationship so much. Is because and seeing them get engaged in the end and everything was because there was real relationship problems. Like a lot of the times you don't see that, but you could see how like. You could have relationship problems, but then also work through and obviously you guys love each other and want to be together.
Yep.
And I also think that relationship, given like who Demi is and the spotlight she's in, would not have worked outside of Paradise if they didn't have that.
Right.
So people are like, why is she here? Christian should have left. They should just leave together. I honestly think that they needed that to really figure it out. So I'm happy that Christian came. She's a super cool girl. Like,
Think about it. Like you were forced to figure out all your problems in that environment. And like, if you're just regular, normal life, you could be like, you could avoid them. You could not address them. You could just fight.
Yeah, there. It's like you got to figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Download Tinder.
Right. Yeah. And they figured it out.
How hard is it not to have your phone?
Awesome.
You like it.
Dude, I love it. I hate having my phone. It's like, it's not right now, but I turn it into black and white.
Yeah.
So I look at it less because you're addicted to the blue light.
Mm.
Okay.
But you
can do that? How do you even do that?
The first day, you're like, are furious.
Yeah.
Like,
so we're addicted to the blue light?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the blue light specifically, but you're addicted to specific light that comes from your phone.
Right.
I know what you mean, though, because
turn it to black and white. One, at the end of the week, if you do it for a week, it'll be like your screen time's down, like, 2 hours, something crazy. But you also, the first day, it actually hurts your head because you're having withdrawals. It's crazy.
I know what you mean by liking it, though, because we've been to Augusta for the Masters, the golf tournament, and you can't have your phone.
you just wanted to throw that in there for
Augusta.
For the Masters for a golf tournament?
Have you heard
of it? I didn't know. I don't know. Who knows what?
Do you think our chicks in the office listeners are idiots? Dumb?
Figured I'd just lay it out there. Just
the Masters for a golf tournament.
Tell you what it is.
We went to Augusta for a golf tournament.
Anyway,
I went to the Masters. It's a golf tournament
Dude,
in Georgia.
You are the man.
But basically, you can't have your phone in there. They have a no phones policy. And with the first 10 minutes, you're like, this is awful. Yeah. Like, I just want to check Twitter. I just want to check Instagram. An hour in, you're like, I wish I never get my phone back. Yeah, I never want to have it. It's so nice not being around it. So I get what you're saying.
It's so nice. I mean, you have no idea what's going on in the outside world.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's a really like weird feeling. They tell you going into it to like, take advantage of this time.
Yes.
Because like, you will never have this again.
Right.
I'll never
have
that again. So.
Totally. That is awesome. I'm trying to think of some other things we wanted to touch on.
Going into the ocean.
Oh, John Paul Jones.
Which one do you want to do first? John Paul or Ocean?
Ocean.
No, Swell.
No, like Swell. Quick answer, easy, love it, really got it.
But I
got it.
But I went in the very first day, and they said never again, and then I got D-mics, because you have to take your mic off.
Yeah.
And I just sprinted into the ocean, and then I came back, and I was like, sorry.
I would do the same thing. I just can't be, like, it's I would ridiculous. Rip my mic off immediately.
Can't be tamed.
No, I can't be tamed, exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Before you came, you told me to remind you to talk about John Paul Jones with his Shakespeare.
Yes. Okay. So listen to this story.
So this is me asking.
Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat.
So John Paul, super into Tayshia, been with her. It was so cool to see because I'd never seen him like that before. And he was like, I'm going to do something special with her. I can't remember if it was pre or post prom. I think it was pre.
Pre-prom, I think.
It was pre-prom. And he's like, I'm going to do something special. I don't know if it's portrayed that way and through TV, but he is very smart, like very intellectual, very, very smart. He's like, I want to do something special. I like Shakespeare. I'm going to read the sonnet to her, blah, blah. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, I guess. It's super long. And I think it's the night before a rose ceremony that he plans to do it. And he's up in his room practicing for hours. We're getting ready. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to go down. I'm like, you want to come down with us? And he's like, no, I'll be there in like 20 minutes. I'm going to do this with Tayshia. I'm like, great. 5 hours goes by. We like do the whole night. It's 2 a.m. I'm like, dude, what happened to John Paul? I go up. He's asleep with the book like on his face. He's just passed out. And I wake him up. I'm like, dude, what happened? He's like, I studied for too long, man. and then the next day he ended up doing it. And I was like, you idiot. And Tayshia's like, what's going on? Like, she was freaking out. She's like, what's going on with John? Like, where is he? I haven't seen him all night. And I was like, he said he's coming down. Yeah. So I'm stressing. I go up. He's just asleep in his underwear. It was.
Amazing.
I was dying
was
laughing.
Studying
dude.
Too hard.
That's a very John Paul Jones
story. But he
story.
Sleeps. So he would sleep all night and then sleep all day. So I just didn't understand what he did.
He did say he loved naps.
He slept all
loved
day.
Napping.
It was crazy.
I feel like. See, this is where I don't understand because you're in paradise, right? And the beach is right in front of you. For me, I'd want to go in the water, but you're not allowed. Yeah. You're allowed to go in the pool, though, right?
Yeah, pool's great.
So then I almost feel like, all right, I can either drink, and there's a 2-drink maximum.
Which you can go time, on, by the way.
Which you can time. We've heard that.
We discussed with
Wells told you that, right? Yeah. I told. First off, shot, terrible idea. You 2 glasses of wine, last 15 minutes. 2 glasses of wine, first 15 minutes. You got a bottle of wine. You're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Great point. People have been saying the shot, but.
It's 1 ounce.
Mm. All right. Well,
what is this?
Mean,
you're
going to tell that.
I
know.
What is this?
Dylan knows
B-bar
what he's talking
trend?
About. But also, like, we had Wells on the show, and he's the bartender. But it's okay. It's okay.
It's 1 ounce. It's Wells.
I feel like napping is probably just one of the only options there. You know what I mean? Because you can either go in the pool, you could drink, you could talk to the people there, and you can nap.
I mean, you eat.
How's the food?
What do you eat
Food's
there?
Fire.
That's a
really
great question.
Good?
So good.
What
kind
of food?
I ate a ton. I had so much guac. The shrimp tacos were probably the best thing. Mm. So good. And they had pizza.
What did John Paul Jones eat that he vomited everywhere?
So I didn't see that, but that watching it on TV, that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, that was also what I wanted to ask you about. When all towards the end, when like
Christina,
when
Blake,
Blake and Christina left,
you guys just
no,
didn't
but
know.
Also like Dean and Kaylin,
yeah,
like
yeah.
you guys were just well. Gone, like for all of that, like, just, well, like
yeah. you weren't in for like two full episodes.
Yeah, I so the Dean and Kaylin stuff, I was like, no way she's leaving with Dean. Yeah. I love Dean. I'm just like, there's no way,
yeah,
because it just seemed like she was so into Connor. I was like, there's just no way. But then Hannah and I were like, yeah, let's go eat lunch, maybe like fall asleep or go in the pool or something. And we yeah. go up, and then I come back down a few hours later, like three people are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, like what happened? Mm-hmm. So then
in your own little love nest.
And we started laughing. We're like, wow, we're so lame. And then the Blake and Christina stuff, we went to bed at probably like midnight.
Yeah.
Which is early because I think people stay up super late. And then we wake up, come down. I'm like, oh, God, what drama happened last night? What I miss? And then they like...
I mean, that like Christina clip left. Cracked me up. Like, it was just like Hannah being like, they left? Yeah, like, like, she was like, wait, what happened?
And
they're
what's
gone?
Funny is when we walked down, it was probably like 12 p.m.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
just like, yeah, we should probably get out of bed. And then we
Do
go
you
down.
Have a time you have to wake up in the morning?
So they... If you're not sleeping in... the Well, actually, it doesn't really matter, but the lights come on. You don't control the lights.
Okay.
So they come on when you're in a room.
That's
the
like
lights
Love Island.
Turn on.
Love Island. Yeah, they
yeah.
just turn on the
when
lights.
When you're in, if you're
up.
In the bunk bedroom, there is literally an LED light right above yeah. your bed, and it just turns on at like 7 a.m. or something
yeah.
like that. So no matter, 7 a.m. It's something crazy. If you're in the
sometimes they got
if you're in the room, rolling. I don't like referring to it as the boom boom room because yeah. that insinuates
boom,
something.
Boom, boom.
But if you're in the room, room if you're in the room with AC, those lights also come on. So like yeah. if you, but it's so crazy if you unplug it because I would unplug mine. I'd be like, dude. Not waking up at 7.
Yeah.
Yep.
Blow me. And then I would unplug it, and they would know. They would come
wow.
in and be like, we know you unplugged this. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's like, Damn, a that's like the Truman
me.
Show.
Yeah,
you guys,
yeah, yeah.
Anything
yeah.
you do, they know what you're doing.
That reminds yeah. me of when I went to my senior trip to Disney World, and they tape the doors, but they, like, check to see if you
Wait,
untape
what?
The doors. Yeah, I went
Did
to
you a, go to a Catholic school?
Yeah, I went to a Catholic school.
Wow, that was great guess.
Yeah, that was a great guess. Yeah, I went, yeah. I went yeah. to a private Catholic school and they taped all the doors
wow.
shut.
Wow, congrats.
Thank
yeah,
you
I
very
mean,
much.
You can't. Yeah. No way. They know everybody's
that
trying to get into
yeah.
each other's rooms.
Exactly,
yeah.
and then they check the tape.
Just
yeah,
a bunch
get in trouble if you.
Horny little Catholic
uh-huh.
kids.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're wilder than the public school kids.
I get it. Listen, I went to private school.
Yeah.
I did.
They probably would have taped your doors too. Exactly.
We had 70 kids in our grade, so.
Oh, no.
Very incestuous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not for me.
Did you go to all boys school?
I was
you
gentleman.
Were, no.
Yeah. Gentleman.
Scholar.
I used
gentleman.
To be fat in high school.
Was it all boys school?
No.
Do you have a high school picture of yourself that you could send us?
Yes. 100%.
That we can post?
Like, literally,
and
very,
broadcast
very
everybody?
Circle, round face, buzz cut, terrible look. I
wow.
Oh, so Trent?
I got it. I got what you're going for there. I felt it. I felt it coming my
terrible
way. As soon
look.
As I got round face, I was like, that's coming right at me. That's coming my way. I feel it, you know?
Oh, you look
I
good.
Wish, I wish I had hair like that. I really
you look
did.
Good. No, you look good.
Goose made fun of my hairline one time.
Yeah, he did. He did do that.
I mean, he...
Goose can't yeah. make fun of anybody, but...
I was just about to say that.
Trent.
He was like... I knew probably four people that had ever been on The Bachelor Bachelorette. He was one of the people that I knew of.
Yeah.
And great company, him and Chad.
Ooh.
And I was like, I met him and I really like Chris.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
he's cool. Crystal's really awesome. They both live in San Diego. So they've been, Hannah and I went over there and hung out with them. So it was, they're cool.
Oh, okay. So we'll watch what we'll say.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What?
Fair. You guys are friends. All right.
You guys are friends.
But he did make fun of Trent's hairline.
Water under the bridge. Yeah. We're good. Yeah.
It's just a hairline, dude.
Yeah.
No, but that did happen.
It goes back pretty far.
When Trent mentioned it, I was like, fuck Goose. And Trent was like, no.
Water
no,
under the
no,
bridge.
No, no, no.
I'm a very forgiving person, so it's all
yep.
good. He looked like shit last night, but
yeah. Oh, with the shave.
We talk
with
about Goose last
we're all
night.
Good.
With the shave. I
it
almost,
was a different look.
I
for
almost
him.
Texted him. I was like, oh yeah, keep the beard.
Yeah. I mean, when he came on the screen, I could not stop laughing for a good 20 minutes.
What'd you call him? Geese.
Geese. I said
yeah,
Goose is evil
stuff.
Twin. Geese. Yeah, I cracked myself up with that one.
Yeah. No big deal. I'm hilarious.
I made sure I posted it everywhere.
Yes, you did. Text in the office. The story.
Well,
you text us like, did you see my tweet?
No, people. Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I tell my buddies, I'm like,
gotta,
yo, check my Twitter really quick.
No, check it out. I got
well,
something good up there.
What happened was, you know, when you
there was a bandit last.
There
night.
Was a bandit
was
and people
stealing
when it,
our tweets.
When it comes to Bachelor
really?
Tweets, people yeah. are ruthless and they really like to like steal the tweets, make them memes. And there's so many Bachelor meme accounts. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. And somebody stole my tweet. And yeah. one of the Bachelor accounts or somebody involved. Yep. And I was like, fuck this. I'm posting my tweet everywhere.
We won't stand for that.
Exactly. No, no, no. So sorry, Goose. You look like geese. You look like you aged 20 years. I don't take
it's
that
It's just
back.
Sometimes like when you're so used to seeing somebody with a beard and they just like come in like Trent, like if you shaved your face completely and came to work, I would be like, what the fuck
I'd
is going
alarmed.
On?
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Yeah,
I'm picturing
it's
it.
It's not great right now, but we could, you know, it wouldn't look
good.
When
was the last time you shaved your face? Completely.
A couple years ago, probably.
Would you
okay,
let
so I've never
your face.
I've never known you with your face. With no face.
Would I let you shave my face?
Yeah, at least half.
Maybe
like the left.
If we could put it on video,
yeah, of course.
No, remember when Hannah told you to not.
Oh my God, Tyler, great! So on the Bachelor, there are so many. Like we have Paradise, and there are so many Bachelorette stories that we have.
Yeah.
Where I would shave my face. So I'm like, I need to look very clean. Blah blah blah. And then we're in Latvia, and we're on a group date. Spoiler alert: I was on every single fucking group date. Thanks, Hannah. Yeah. No, and then and she's like, we're off camera. We're just hanging out, it's just us and Hannah and. And she's like, Dylan. I'm like, oh, she's talking to me. She's like, you should probably stop shaving and like grow your beard out. It looks a lot better. And then,
oh,
yeah,
love shit. That.
I love that.
And I'm sitting there. I look at Tom. I'm like,
okay,
yay,
cool. And so
maybe
I'm like,
that'll get me a one-on-one date.
So then I don't shave for like 2 days. I have a little scruff going to the rose ceremony. There's like, it's the second to last rose. I'm like, oh, this is mine. Like, I didn't shave. Like, I'm good.
I got this.
She says Connor, and I know Luke P is left. And I was like, oh shit. And I like start looking at Jed. I'm like, all right, man, I'm out of here. And that was it.
Oh my God, it's honestly like it. I'm sorry, it's kind of sad. But you're with Hannah G now.
Oh, dude, yeah. I think I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. Totally. So I'm very, very happy with Hannah. I mean, she's unbelievable. I'm just the luckiest guy in the world, so.
Oh, my
so
God.
Cute.
So cute. Yeah. I could puke all over this desk
so,
right now.
I said I missed her when I got out of the car today.
Oh, my God.
Do you
God.
Miss her right now?
Yeah, of course I do. She's texting me.
Oh, that's great.
Puke. Everybody drink. Just drink.
Yeah. Wait, we should. Yeah, can I
see sip.
No, but
everybody
seriously,
sip.
Here's your refill.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry. I'm starting a little drunk.
I'll throw myself.
Oh, today?
Another slide. Okay.
We can't. So one, two parts. I introduced her to my best friend, or like one of my best friends. And then he's like talking to her. He's trying to figure out because we grew up together. And as he's talking, I like have my hand on her like knee. I'm just like, because I'm sitting here talking. I'm
yeah.
very touchy. And then he's like, can you stop fucking touching her? Like literally 10 seconds. And I stopped. And she looks at me and I was like, sorry, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Because
we haven't had to interact with other people around
right.
that
yeah, yeah.
aren't
the
on the show.
People from your real life.
Yeah. So
yeah.
we have no idea. Yeah. We had no idea. We had a really hard time. We continue to have a hard time not being all over each other. Like, when we're in a group setting, we're working on it. We're very conscious of
it. Have all your family
met? But also, like,
yeah.
My mom hasn't met her mom, but they're going to be best friends. They text all the time. Yeah. They're so similar.
Love
so.
That. It's
so
just,
sweet.
I mean,
goodness gracious.
But also, tell your friend to, like, let you put your hand on Hannah.
So today, I have that bag, and I have a duffel bag. Louboutin heard of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, I mean,
your LV backpack,
honestly,
no big
so then,
deal.
No,
I'm
so
jealous because I have one, but it's way smaller.
So then we're walking into, I don't know where we're going. I don't know if it's like, it's a People Magazine. We're walking to People Magazine.
Oh, you guys are down in Brookfield Place?
Again, yeah, People Magazine. Heard of it.
Yep,
and
visualizing.
Then,
People Magazine
is bothered?
No big deal. We've been there before.
Yeah, heard of it. No. And then, so it's a revolving door, and I have both bags, and I'm like, we can't go in together. And it's like, we stop, like,
Yeah.
We stop on the sliding door, and I'm like, we have to separate.
Oh my God.
And she stops, turns around.
What
like,
an emotional
she's like,
moment.
Should I go first? And I'm like, I'll be right behind you. You go first.
Don't worry, babe. I'll
and
be right
she goes
there.
In. We get through. And immediately, the second I walk through, I was like, okay, we made it. And then it was so funny.
I can't believe we got you here without Hannah, to be honest.
Hanging out with you guys.
We Ubered
like
here.
Kind
we Ubered
of a trip.
Here together. We Ubered here together.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here's another great opportunity for an ad. Let's talk about Tommy John, Rhea.
There was something else I wanted to say. Oh, you're 24. 25?
I turned 25 in Paradise. I asked Hannah to be my girlfriend the day before my birthday.
Oh, I remember this because we said happy birthday.
Right. Duh.
Yeah.
Your birthday was really not a big deal on Paradise. So
it was not as big as Kaylin's.
Birthday really got blown up.
Because I was like, wow, my 25th birthday is so special. Let's go to a stranger's wedding.
Yeah. My 25th birthday is on Friday. No big deal.
Yeah, Fran's 25th birthday is on
that
Friday.
That was a pretty good
on
plug
Friday?
For me. Yeah,
yeah,
like June.
Are you
June
in New York City still?
Shit, do you want to go out?
Do you want to come to her birthday party?
Do you want to go out tonight or tomorrow?
Yes.
Both.
Tyler, do you want to go out tonight or tomorrow?
Tyler doesn't.
Are we going out tonight?
Guys, come out tonight.
I will we have dinner tonight.
We have dinner tonight. Do you want to go out tonight?
Well, we're getting an eyebrow raise.
Wait, what? Why do you want to leave?
Wow. All right, we'll wrap up and then we get in.
No, don't wrap up because of Tyler. He sucks.
I'm definitely not here.
That
wrap
Tyler
up
says wherever we go, wherever
Tyler
we go,
won't even
we
come
go.
On the show.
Tyler's the worst. Tyler, you were making her email Tessa.
We can cut this out.
You wouldn't.
He's a popular guy.
He's not that popular.
He's pretty popular.
I did feel like I got big dicked a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah, you got big dicked.
I'm not going to lie. We kind of were like, fuck Tyler.
No.
First of all, okay, we'll say this.
Because there's a lot of things I can't.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
We're good. All right.
Anyways,
while we're on the subject,
Tyler.
Back to your age. Duh.
Hold on, are those tennis pants?
Get this man a microphone.
They're the same size.
Get this man a microphone. She also wore black jeans with New
with
York's
ribs.
Day. I was like, wow, you look great. She's like, don't, you're wearing the same
outfit. Okay, 25.
We're
going to
celebrate.
Did you ever think you were going to be engaged at 25?
I think
because that was the, like you heard me, you knew I was rooting for you guys, and I was like, I just don't know if they're gonna get engaged, they're both so young.
I think it's so different. Like, Hannah is super successful in what she does.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that I'm successful, but I'm working hard at what I do, and I think I will be, so I know what I want to do. She knows what she wants to do,
right?
And like, that's
your life
that.
Is established.
Yeah, there's no like, I'm not going out to B-Bar like Trent every weekend, mm-hmm. or like Phoebe's.
Trent parties all
love
the time.
That place.
I know you love
Phoebe's.
I'm
there all the time. I can't. I
can't believe you're throwing
there.
Like the New York intern like shit at Trent. Who's ever lived the New York intern life?
I'm always out. I'm always at B-Bar.
Trent,
I'm there every
Trent,
night.
Trent loves Phoebe's, and it's like we're not doing that. We're not at that part. And it's not that I didn't.
Cracking me up.
I went to Phoebe's. We all love Phoebe's.
I don't even know what Phoebe's is.
Well, he's like bringing up like the New York intern bars.
You
go under
Phoebe's is. Shut up.
Go underage when you're like 20
you're like,
and you're
like
interning
20
in this
19,
in Manhattan,
the Durden bar.
You work in Tribeca and you're just like total bitch. But anyways, like we know what we want to do. We're very established and we're very confident in what we can do, and we're also super just like, we love each other.
Yeah,
this is what I
embrace
want
it.
For the rest of my life. So it's just no. 24, 25.
Love it.
16, who cares? Yeah.
And you didn't pay for the ring, so like, who cares?
Whoa.
No. I'm kidding.
Have you seen your ring? It looks great, by the way.
It's beautiful, but like, there are so many other examples of how, just grazed your hand there, like I was about to hold Rhea's hand.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it, dude. Come on. if people are going to want it, I got sweaty hands, I'm sorry.
Dude. What?
No, they're not that bad.
What are you holding on to?
I'm holding on for dear life. I don't know. I just.
Trent, your hands are wet.
No, they're not.
Your hands are like Matt Donald.
It's like you just washed your hands.
I'm nervous that you're here. I'm nervous that you're here.
Please don't. I'm absolutely.
Oh my.
No. You're the best.
All right, guys, stop bickering, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
What's crazy is that people will go on the show and have such a crazy following and platform. People want to take pictures of them, but it's like 6 months ago.
Right. You were.
It was nothing. Yeah. And that's why this whole experience is crazy, because some people obviously go on for that.
Yeah.
Some people also don't go on for that.
Yeah.
And so it's just such a wild change of events. Like, your entire life just changes in the matter of months.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Cameron can speak to that better than I can, but it's just like, it's so crazy, the platform. And I still haven't really grasped it. I don't think my family has really understood it yet.
Yeah.
It's just so, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just a really weird experience.
Well, honestly, congrats to both of you, because it's insane. And we truthfully have been rooting for you since the beginning. And Hannah, of course, she's one of our favorites to be on the show. I feel like we have so many questions that we could sit here
Well,
for
first
two
of all,
hours,
I want to say I'm dying to meet Hannah, because I feel like Hannah.
Should we FaceTime her?
Is
she's asleep.
No, well, let her rest. Let her rest.
Should we FaceTime Demi? Well, you guys need to fix the Wi-Fi situation.
I know. We got a
Wi-Fi
here.
It's crazy. We're an internet company. We have the worst.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is really bad in here.
Is that how you classify yourself, as an internet company?
When we talk about how bad the internet is, I call it an internet company.
Oh, he has the Wi-Fi
hotspot.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Noah, welcome to
the
interview.
That's when you're slamming the keys about over
there.
Hey,
Noah, are you flirting with me right
now? Yeah, Noah. Noah, do you have anything to add right now? What's your...
No, I was actually going to bring up that Catherine told me, because I actually like kind of hired Catherine.
He did.
She was telling me.
Moon's the best.
She was like, and all her friends were shocked that you were engaged. Like, you were the last person who would ever get engaged this early. She was telling me that.
It was... listen.
Noah just jumped in to throw you under the bus.
Thanks,
I love
Mooney.
It.
Thank you for that. No, yeah. I like in college as...
It's always the last person you'd expect.
It was like, mm-hmm. You go to Williams. It's such a... Williams is a whole one, best school in the country. Love it. Till I die. Going to homecoming this year. It's going to be great. It is not like your typical go out, meet girls, party.
My cousin goes to Williams.
He'll tell you.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. Yeah.
Like, we were talking about this before. Do you just like sit around and smoke weed at Williams?
No. So I'm not a big weed guy.
Oh, see, this is what I was asking Fran. I was like, do you think Dylan smokes? Because I was going to ask to smoke with you.
Legal
you
in California.
I would
legal
do
in
it.
California.
I would do it. It's not like I don't
important
come home.
Legal
I don't
California.
Come home like, and I'm like, hey, Hank, you want
to
smoke weed? That doesn't happen.
That's what I do.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. And like, that doesn't happen. But like, I like, it's fun. It's like cool to do
stuff.
But at Williams, it was just like, I played football. So we were busy in the fall. In the spring, we were relatively busy. But in the winter, you just drink every single day.
Yeah.
And it's cold. You can't go outside pretty much. And so it's just such a weird experience. And there's only 2,200 kids.
Yeah, it's
so it's essentially a high school.
Right.
So, and I would say 550 of them, we call them the Phantom 500, they don't go out. So there's really only 1,700 people that you have a possibility of seeing out. So it's just not, but I will say there's a huge percentage of people that get married at Williams.
It just
wasn't my path. I went straight to San Francisco. I had a girlfriend who went to Trinity at the time, which is like right in Connecticut.
You're really hitting up the...
I'm really dropping NESCAC vibes right now. You really are.
I mean, I grew up in North New Jersey and like I went to Georgetown for like a brief amount of time. But all my friends went to all of these said places.
I had two serious girlfriends that both went to Trinity.
Wow.
It was uncomfortable.
Trinity's super small, too.
Trinity's very, very small. Yeah, they definitely knew each other.
I didn't go to college, so I can't relate. But
hey, congrats. Yeah.
Thank you.
My dad didn't go to college either, so I get it. It's all good.
Oh, man.
Love it.
I feel like that was like low-key a shot, but I'm not really sure.
No. It was good. It was good.
I'm like trying to think of... there's so many things that I like want to bring up, and then I lose my train of thought. The heart tattoo.
Okay, so what
explain
are your,
it
give
to me,
me. Give me your unbiased opinion, because I don't want to say it's split down the middle, because I think it's like 60-40, 70-30.
He has a
that
massive tattoo of his heart. Of a heart on it. Like a human heart.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because when I saw you with a tattoo, I was like, damn, Dylan's not as much of a pussy as we thought he was.
It made him like you like a little bit more of a badass.
What's this?
I have a little palm tree. I got in New York.
You know, me and Fran are getting tattoos actually tomorrow.
Tree. So this was supposed to be like the In-N-Out palm tree, and it was supposed to be like that big.
And I go in and I'm like,
yeah, this is what I want, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I've got to make it a little bit bigger. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah. He's like, can I color it? I'm like, yeah, I mean, what's that?
Yeah.
We're 20.
You went a little crazy.
We think we're cool as well. Yeah. And so then I look down and I'm like, dude, that's like 8 inches.
Yeah. It's a massive palm tree.
And I'm just like, oh, my mom's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then so then I went back and showed her. So I got this when I was 17. The top one's for my mom. The bottom one's for my dad. Because I have roses on it too. I have two roses. And then the palm tree is just like, I grew up in California. I heard Wells talk about it. Mm. It's like Dylan's a super bro-y guy. Like, I'm just grew up in California. I love the beach, that kind of stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay.
I like them.
It's 60-40. Is it 60-40
like
after you tell people why you got it?
No.
And then those people are assholes.
No, so,
and then it's 100%.
It's like 60-40, maybe 70-30. People hate it.
Well, this is the thing. When I first saw it, I was kind of like, oh.
I like it.
But then I was like,
it doesn't fit what you
but
think.
Then I was like, okay, there's got to be a good like story behind it, you know? And then that I can respect.
Yeah. I'll probably get one more. I think I'm going to get my dad's signature like right here, because he would write me letters and like sign it the same way
I
every
love
time.
That.
So
I
think I'm going to get that right here, because everything's on my left side. So I was like, I'll just get it on the left.
I actually love when people do the handwriting, when they take somebody's handwriting and make it a tattoo. Yep.
Yeah, I think it looked pretty sick.
Yeah. My old acting, I don't know why I'm telling this, but my old acting teacher. Because
were you an acting major?
Has to do,
were you a theater kid?
No. I was a child model/actor, Dylan. a little more than that. I was signed with Ford Models. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Heard of it?
Yeah, no, but I used
Kendall
to go
Jenner.
To, yeah, I used to go to acting class, and I don't know if you guys know Bea Miller. She's like a pretty popular singer now.
Yeah, wasn't she and on X Factor?
She was on X Factor, and she used to sing.
You watch X Factor?
Yeah, Fran watches all the shows.
I watch every reality TV show. Don't knock you know who, it, Dylan. Who, you know it's the loves, shows that you were on.
You know who loves reality TV? Whoa. You know who loves reality TV is Hannah. Hannah loves watching like the weirdest reality
good,
TV.
We'll
she just showed me The Duggars, which
oh, man.
That's like the bottom of the barrel. Once we get into
TLC stuff, it's
oh yeah, she rips My 600-Pound Life, and she also crushes Southern Charm.
Oh yeah, well yes, we
she just
Southern
showed
Charm.
Me Southern Charm. It's like
we've had the Southern Charm.
It's like Jersey Shore. Oh, yeah, it's like Jersey Shore, but you just take that and pull it down.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think Jersey
just
Shore
like classy, but it's more like instead of Jersey
really.
Shore. No, no, no. It's
they're
more
not classy.
No, no. But I,
would you say Jersey Shore
saying.
Is most
like,
influential reality television show? I think it 100%
yeah,
was.
For sure, 100%.
Jersey Shore was so. When I still watch it religiously if it comes on TV.
When I was in seventh grade, Jersey Shore changed my life.
100%.
Like,
wait, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I mean, damn it. I was hoping that wasn't going to come this way again. Yeah. How old do you think I am? I shouldn't have asked you that either. Oh, boy. I'm 30.
Whoa. You're not even letting me guess.
I didn't want you
to. He panicked. He didn't want you to guess.
I did. I panicked big time. I thought you were going
to
be like 38, and I was like, I'm just going to go light myself on fire.
I would have said 32.
Okay. I'm going to light myself on fire.
Yeah, you know.
I would have said
32. That's the first
thing that came in my head. 32 is good. 32 is not bad.
You're really looking me up and down right now.
Well, he's 30.
Well, Trent, think about this. He said Chris Bukowski is his oldest friend.
Like
and you're younger than that,
you're
so you're good.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm really young compared to him.
I mean, 30's not. When do you turn 31?
March. Oh.
Plenty of time. We have plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time, man.
Trent, we didn't do something big for your 30th
Six
birthday
months?
With me.
I didn't do
it.
When's your half
Trent
birthday?
Trent doesn't
is
really
it
like
it'd
to
be,
blow up
it'd
his
be
birthday
September
spot.
9th.
Oh, so it already passed.
Also, happy
so you're on,
half
you're on the wrong side of
I'm on the wrong
29.
Side of my half.
Or no, you're 30.
I'm 30.
So you're the wrong side of 30.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow, that was
that's
rude.
Tough.
Sorry. Sorry,
no,
Trent.
All right.
I still love you.
Call Dylan a
I love
pussy
you too.
Now.
Call me a pussy. No. Like 98% of America right now.
No, bro. You're the best.
No. See? Trent's
a compliment
best.
Battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compliment off.
I love Trent.
I love this. Okay, well, I'm trying to think. Tyler's sitting right here, and we've talked to Hannah about this, the salmon jacket.
Oh, okay.
Who owned the salmon jacket?
So we had two jackets.
Tyler, maybe you could just talk
Hannah
this
broke,
one time. On
Hannah
mic.
Broke the news
we
that
had
there
jackets.
Were two salmon jackets.
And what confuses me is, like, do you really think Connor, Tyler, and I would fit in the same jacket?
Yeah, maybe.
No,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe you and I, yeah.
I don't know. Like, it
related.
Looked bigger on some people than it did.
No,
I don't know.
So
it was the same jacket.
I brought... I genuinely thought I was going to go home night one. Tyler also said the same thing. I thought I was going home night one.
Tyler yeah. thought you were going home night
no,
one?
No, we both... We both thought...
Tyler was like, yeah man, I'm going to make it,
Tyler's
but you're
like,
gone.
No,
Tyler's... He's out.
Tyler, yeah. Tyler's freaking out. Tyler's freaking out. I'm like, bro, look in a mirror. Like, you are fine. Trust me.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking out because I just have no idea. I just have no idea. I'm like, this is such a weird thing to be in. And
replace the pug his charger in.
But I had ended up... Tyler, what is good, dude?
He's got to charge his phone. Leave him alone. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's such a broke kid in the city, man, dude. I feel
yeah, we'll
for
find
you.
Out more about that after the podcast.
I fucking...
What, broke?
Yeah, like, where do you live?
Dude, have
apparently
you...
homeless.
Yeah, you could sleep on the couches
the
here.
The fact... I love that you're sleeping on a goddamn futon. That is the funniest thing
I don't
ever.
Even know if you
let's FaceTime Hannah. See if she answers. Oh, wait, no,
is your
asleep.
Back fucked up?
FaceTime Demi.
You ride city bikes. I like that about you.
Dude,
I ride city
Demi,
bikes too.
Demi,
Trent also rides the city
I don't know if it happened already, but Demi's going on
did you really? That's my biggest fear.
Oh, my
D.
God. Hi, Demi.
Are you
that's
coming,
okay.
Are you coming to... Are you going to come... Are you
hello.
Going to, are you going to Ellen?
I did Ellen yesterday.
When does it air? Was it live?
Friday.
Oh. Nice ring.
What?
I said nice ring.
Demi, can you flash us the ring one time?
Just show him the ring, D.
Let's see it. Wow.
Wow.
Neil Lane.
It's
that guy knows what he's
me.
Doing.
Shout out
it's
Neil
blinding
Lane.
Blinding me.
We robbed those suckers too engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
Sell one. Down payment for a house in Arizona. I love it.
What did you say?
Don't worry about it.
Let's ask Demi one question and put it into the mic so we can hear her response.
Demi, can we ask you a question and put
just
it on
one.
The podcast?
I'm probably going to lose you because I'm
going through the valley, so we can give it a shot.
Okay.
All right, let's think of one question to ask Demi.
If you weren't with Christian, who was the hottest guy on the beach?
Not Dylan Barber.
Great answer. That's the answer we're looking for.
There we go.
You dirty liar.
I'm fucking Cam right now.
What? Oh, you'd be with Cam?
Cam.
Don't mind us laughing obnoxiously when you said Cam.
All right. I'm going to call you later when I'm with Han.
Sometimes I... See, we can maybe...
I love you.
Bye, Demi.
I love you. All right, bye.
Sometimes I feel bad... when we like shit on Cam because Cam
I truly forgot Cam was on this season of Paradise.
To come on the show.
You know who's forgotten is Kevin.
You know what cracks me about Cam? Cam never was allowed to say anything like in any reunion. And then they let him say something on the last reunion, and then it's only because the girl shit on him.
Yeah,
no, they only put it in because Ongeka like just took him out.
But it's so true funny. Because
it was
they were
so funny.
They hung out before Paradise. Like everybody talked, everybody hung out. Like it wasn't a. It's just that's what the world is today.
No,
I
truly forgot he was on Paradise, and when he started speaking on the after show, I was like, oh my god, Cam.
Do you remember the poem he wrote?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Brutal. Yeah.
It's such a contrast because like he was so, which I don't understand. I'm not
yeah,
gonna
he likes to
comment.
Lick the margarita off Kaylin's lips or whatever was, the heck he said. What was it?
We forget that Kaylin
kiss the margarita
made out with Cam.
His
we
lips.
Forget out. We forget people that forget. Kaylin yep. made out with Cam.
You know what?
To
actually,
get a rose.
You know what?
Guys,
you know, actually, people
if
don't forget.
She didn't do that. Maybe she would have been kicked off too early, and she wouldn't have been there with Dean. So, you know what?
Fine.
She had to do what
Definitely.
She had to do.
Good point.
She would have been fine.
Great point.
She would have been fine. Kaylin?
Yeah, she would have been fine. But that's
she doesn't want to hear that. She thinks she did all that
she
making out with Cam
fine.
For nothing.
Cam, yeah. You know what's so funny is that like Cam was so all in on Kaylin and was like, I wanted it.
He
openly
was like,
said,
she's going to be the mother of my babies.
Well, would you look at that? A great opportunity to read our final ad read. Rhea?
What were we talking about to pick it up?
What were we even talking about?
Cam. Okay.
I had something on Cam. It's so not funny. Well, I laugh, but I'm not
We'll probably
sure.
laugh
he
too.
Probably isn't
we'll probably
laughing.
Laugh.
He was like, Kaylin, I wanted you to be the bachelorette. You're going to be the mother of my kids. I'm so in love with you, blah, blah, blah. I kind of was the same vibe with Hannah.
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't say it. Those things specifically.
Right, right, right.
But it's so funny that people are like, Cam's crazy versus me. And they're like, oh, Dylan's just like, oh, he's such a smitten little puppy.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And like, I felt bad for him watching it real time.
Well, you did have like the already kind of weird reputation. Like, Cam went in like having that weird reputation. So he just shot himself in the foot. Like, you didn't have that. So like, you could be like the cute, like, I just love
I'm all
energy.
In on one girl.
Like,
yes.
She's so pretty.
I also think that I was biased because I think if you were anybody else, I probably would have shit on you a little bit. But because I already liked you from Hannah's season and because
but
I thought
how,
you were,
though? I didn't do anything.
No, but
Hannah's
I just
season.
I think it was just because you were like normal. What did you say?
Dude, when she ate that pickle, no. That was the funniest thing. I was hammered when
Dylan.
That, by the way.
Yeah, but I think I
so
think
was
it was just
I,
because
I mean, listening like everybody was.
Yeah. Yeah. You were just normal, and then we interacted with you on Twitter, and of course we know Catherine / Mooney,
like
who
we,
you call.
Like we knew from firsthand people that know you personally
that
you're like
normal.
A cool guy. So
right.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, shout out. Mooney and Noah trashing me really quick there. Like,
they were talking shit behind your back
the
whole time.
Good. How about you at me next time?
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think that was part of it and why you didn't really get shit on as much as Cam is because people knew you were like a normal human being.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than Cam who like keeps coming across as not a normal human being. Like remember when we thought Cam didn't have a leg? Like we,
dude,
we
you
I
have
mean,
no
just,
forgot
like,
about that.
I
was like, show his legs. Show him.
I thought when he told us right before the tailgate that he needed to say something to Hannah, I was like, he either has a kid or he has some very, very, very serious like degenerative disease, like which I don't know anything about
what he has.
Lymphedema? I have literally no idea. So maybe it is that.
Yeah.
But when it turned out that it ended with him being like, "Yeah, my puppy died," I was like.
The way it was cut was just unbelievable.
Which, like, it may have been a different conversation. Editing definitely has a role in the way things are framed.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's like you film for, say, there's 4 or 5 days between a rose ceremony. You film that entire time, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they have to fit that into, I don't know how long the episodes are, 1 or 2 hours.
Yeah.
So stuff gets cut out, gets pushed around. Same thing happens in Paradise, but it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
All right. I think we can wrap it up.
Wrap it up. I think we have to wrap up the whole podcast because, like I said, we
Did we take the whole thing?
Yeah, no, you guys are the entire podcast.
We're doing the whole
Friday energy on a Thursday.
Yep.
And I think that wraps it up. So thank you very much, Dylan, for joining us. I think we're going to get drunk after this.
Wait, I have one thing, though.
Yeah.
So my cousin and his best friend love you guys.
Okay.
Spencer and Chris. What's going on?
Shout out Spencer and Chris.
And, oh, wait. I have a text message from somebody that I'm supposed to read to you.
Oh,
love the shout outs.
I love this.
Hold on. It may not be that great. Can we get. Oh, yes. Wait, no, this is actually important. So you're from Jersey.
Yeah.
Is two in Jersey an actual rule in beer pong if it like rims around and then goes in another one?
Yes.
That's two in Jersey?
Yes.
That's an actual rule.
If it like pops in one and
shoot in one.
I think that's
it
two
rims
on Long Island.
And then goes
in Florida.
I think that's two everywhere.
That's so that's, it seems that's like one in Iowa.
That's one in California.
That's one in Iowa for sure.
Places don't party.
Yeah.
All right, dude. It's fucking Jupiter, Florida. Like, I don't want to hear it. All right, buddy. It's not Miami.
So you're saying if it spins out of one cup and then goes another, like you take both of those cups away?
If it hits in one.
If it spins, so like let's say I shoot it and hit this and it spins around and then goes in one.
Okay.
Two. That's two cups.
Yep.
That's one where I'm from.
Yeah, I mean, because you didn't fucking make it in the first one, but whatever.
Right. That's why. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why would you guys not come out with that tonight?
No, we will. We don't have plans.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
We're gonna get
Thank you, Lord.
What about Trent? Did you add Trent?
I mean, Trent's invited, but Trent's going
to
say no.
I don't want to throw Trent under the bus
Trent's also from Iowa.
I am from Iowa, so I don't get let in a lot of places.
Yes.
Do you guys want to do karaoke?
You're talking to the
you're
karaoke
talking to the right
queen.
People.
Please do not bring Hank.
And no, I won't bring Hank because he's working. But
I love Hank.
It doesn't sound like you love Hank.
That was my first question, actually. My first question was going to be like, are you dating Hank? Because you've mentioned him, and I'm like, maybe it's another Hank.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm dating Hank. The Hank you're thinking
Henry
of.
Lockwood.
Henry Lockwood.
Do you and Hank go to the boom boom room?
We live together, so we're always in the boom room.
Hey, nice.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up. This is the end.
This is the end. That wraps it up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you,
awesome.
Trent.
Thank you,
Tyler, who didn't come on the podcast, but he's sitting
it's all right,
in the corner.
But he's here, so I feel like this kind of counts.
I'm coming.
Yeah, we don't fucking believe you until you come on the show.
October, I'm coming.
All right, everyone. You heard that.
Yep.
Oh.
All right.
All right, that
Thank
wraps
you guys.
It up.
Thanks,
Thank you guys.
Everyone.
And
thanks, Dylan.
We hope you have a fantastic weekend.
I love you.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Finally, you made it to the 100th episode. You guys have been waiting for this. We've been teasing who's it going to be. You've been making guesses. We said it's monumental.
Yeah.
And here they are, the goddamn Jonas Brothers. They're here. Kevin, Joe,
it's
Nick.
It's a real disappointment.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry to let you all down.
No, it was actually very funny because we have been teasing this 100th episode, and our fans are... They pay attention. So we literally said we're going to Denver. People were tweeting us your tour schedule, and they were like, looks like they have a show in Denver. Wonder who your guest is.
That's awesome.
Kind of very, very intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we
all these things together that even we don't know about our own lives.
It's exactly.
Yeah. So finally, you guys are here. This has been a long time coming for us, not for you guys. I mean, we've been wanting you on the show.
A short time coming for us.
Actually.
Actually, one of the first things I said when we talked about the marketing, the whole campaign was, we got to do Chicks in the Office.
Kevin,
this is why we called you. We did a Kevin chant at the first show you guys did when you got
that.
Back
Thank
together.
You. That was what
we
you wanted to
ask. That's what I wanted to ask. Do you remember that?
I do.
You called us
at the
legends.
Box. Yeah, I remember
it. Yep, at the box. We had to do it.
Thank you.
It was one of that was awesome. We have been to multiple shows now on this tour.
Who's been to, oh, I was going to say in general, because I know.
I mean, it's me.
It's Brad. It's not even a question.
How many shows have you been to?
Has it been?
I have never done the math, but if I had to guess, I would say somewhere in the 20-ish range.
I don't buy that. I think you know the number.
No, I really don't.
I think
really,
she does, too.
I really don't. I really don't.
Because
it's hard,
because
I've done, obviously, Jonas Brothers, but then I saw Nick a few times. I've seen DMC.
Got it, and I add it all together.
Yeah, it's a pretty high
number.
You know
what? Live Nation, pull the numbers. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. They're like, Francesca Mariano has purchased tickets for
100 shows.
34 shows.
Friend, how many were you at this year?
Well, we did the box.
We were at
great
the box.
Times.
We did, I went with my best friend who has been my Jonas Brothers go-to fan, Claire. We went to Philly.
Shout out, Claire. We went to Philly.
Philly, MSG. I went to the show you guys did in Webster Hall.
Oh, nice. I saw you there.
I was right in front of you.
Friends, like,
the
I got
time.
Right there every show.
I was just like, okay,
yep,
hello
MSG.
Again. That's so cool.
Hopefully we're at your show tonight in Denver.
You said you didn't have tickets. I was like, well, I guess you're coming to the show tonight.
Yeah, we don't have tickets.
Let's see how this interview goes first.
Oh, right.
No guarantees.
Pending. Tickets pending.
Pending the interview.
Yeah, and then I have tickets in November for New Jersey.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys for getting back together because...
Yes.
Because of that, we have you here, and you're back on tour. Obviously, you've been to a few shows. What's it like being on tour now? Because you guys went from... kind of just chilling out a little bit, and now it's just very hectic every day.
It's a big change. I mean, for all of us at different points in our lives at this moment, you know, the biggest, I think, kind of common thread is balancing our lives at home and specifically our families outside of our family as brothers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's new and takes some adjusting. But the reality is that we build a community on the road of you know, the people we like spending time with. We were really conscious this tour to make sure that the quality of life amidst everything else was high, and that we were doing things that kept us inspired, that we were having fun, and also taking, you know, some time off within the tour schedule just to go and do cool things like this, and making sure that, you know, we're conscious of the fact that our show is going to be better every night if, first of all, our relationships are thriving, and that's our wives and his kids, but also, you know, the people that we have around us, but also if we're inspired and doing cool shit. And
yeah,
that's kind of what's happening.
Right. Kevin, how has it been for you? Because obviously
it's a whole new
kids
thing.
Can't be everywhere you go.
Yeah.
There's school in school now.
Yeah, she started kindergarten. Alina did.
Yeah,
It's a change because they were with us all of August, which was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first tour they've ever done, we've ever done with the kids. It was definitely a different environment. My room was just a playroom.
Yeah.
Just like full of toys and like fake kitchens and, you know, right on. We used to have the ride-on toys. We used to have, like, Segways in the backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just my kids having ride-on toys backstage. It's great. But it's definitely something to get used to being away from home because for, like, 5 years, I really was just kind of home, kind of living that life, which was amazing. And I'm so happy I was able to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now having them experience this part of the world, of what our world is really nice, but also it's hard. I fly home as much as I can. On like, say we have a day off, like, not yesterday, but, like, a couple days ago. Get up at 5 a.m., fly home, turn it around the next morning, you know, be home for 18 hours, but at least you're there.
Right.
And you got to do it, and you got to put the time in. But it actually helps me do a better job.
Yeah.
Right. It's all about the balance.
Totally. And it's hard. There isn't much of a balance. We work a lot. We do a lot of shows in a week. But it's so gratifying seeing the fans every night, and they know what I'm doing, and they're very supportive, and they come out as much as they can.
Yeah. That was what I wanted to get into. Obviously, your fans haven't seen you guys on tour in a very long time. How has the fan response been at the show? Is it what you expected? Is it more than what you expected?
It's definitely more than what we expected.
Yeah.
I think when we put the initial announcement out that we were coming back, it was kind of immediate fans that were really excited. But to find out that there were so many fans out there who maybe were like embarrassed to say they were fans for a long time or were secret about it, and to see those fans now realizing they're old enough to just love the kind of music that they love throughout high school years and middle school years. I think a lot of people, even for myself, I would have my CD player in the bus, and I would have a collection of CDs that I would listen to, but everybody would see what you're listening to.
Right.
Now you have your iPhone, your iPod, and an iPhone, it doesn't really matter what you listen to, right? So I think people had that confidence to just be excited to be a fan of music. And so to see the amount of people that we've seen at these shows has been insane. I mean, we've had to add shows as well, which you guys are aware of, and it's been really exciting for us and overwhelming, and it's flying by pretty fast. We're already more than halfway through this year of the touring, but it feels really nice to do it kind of on our own terms. I mean, that's the biggest difference of when we were younger, was that things were happening so fast for us, and we had no time to stop and enjoy our daily touring life. Mm-hmm. Like Nick said, we take the time to hang out with good friends and fly with them to the next city, or just say, you know what, like, let's go do a cool tour of Coors Light because we're big fans.
Yeah.
Right.
And we actually do those things. True. Instead of talking about them. And so that's the biggest difference, I think.
Yeah. So we are actually at the Coors Brewery right now.
This
and
is really cool.
It is really so cool.
Cheers, really cool.
Cheers. 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 Cheers.
And it does. Like, I just took another sip of this. I'm just like, it tastes like we're,
it just tastes good.
It just tastes amazing.
It's just chicks out of the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys can now.
I like the new sub show.
It's
chicks out of the office.
And our first episode is with the Jonas Brothers.
On your 100th episode of Chicks in the Office.
And you're cool with making this happen.
Yep. But now you guys can drink at the shows.
Mm. Yes.
You can drink with your fans. What's that like now? Because everyone's grown up.
It was kind of shocking. You know, you mentioned the show at the Box, which was the first show in front of an audience that we played back. And we came out, and it was a small room. It was about 200 people. And to be honest, we had had a few drinks before the show just to cut the nerves.
Yeah.
We were nervous to get back.
I had maybe more than a few.
Kevin, did you, though? Because you faked the shots, no?
He does.
Not that night, though.
No, you guys, I think you guys were taking real shots that night. I remember you guys
didn't take any such thing.
It did not happen.
The reality is, we looked out and we saw, oh, my God, these fans grew up as well.
Yeah.
We did, they did. And then, you know, at these shows, the Happiness Begins tour, the bigger show, it's been really special to actually have that moment after this song of ours, I Believe, where we talk kind of quickly about, like, our experience in a city, or, you know, how different these shows are now to when they were back then. And the biggest difference at the end of it is that our fans are drinking and hanging out with us. And you can tell these are people that work really hard. They're either, you know, in college, finishing college, or they're working adults who have spent their money to come to a show and have a great night out with their friends.
Yeah.
And that means the world to us, that they would take that time out, spend their money. And, you know, I know that when I go out with my friends and go see a show, I'm going to have a drink and enjoy. And I'm so glad that we get to share that with them. And we obviously always encourage responsible drinking.
Of course.
Of course, everybody drinks responsibly.
And at our shows, it's important. But I think that, you know, it's special to be in a spot where the fans have grown. And then there's this whole other new fan base, because Sucker was, you know, came out, and I think people thought we were a new band. Those that were not even born yet when we first started. So, you know, there's a younger fan base again as well, which is so great to see them learning the old music, thinking it's new.
Right.
And, you know, it's like a new generation of Jonas fans, and it really means a lot to us.
Yeah, it is great, because it really is such a fun way to hang out. Like, I have a group of girls that have become friends with literally just because we have all been fans for so long. We go to shows together. We do
that's
this.
Awesome.
So it's really fun.
Fran brought just like one time, just this girl showed up and I'm like, oh, who is this? And Fran's like, oh, I met her at the Jonas Brothers show.
Like, I was like, that's one of my friends in my Jonas Brothers chat. She was like, Fran, that's kind of weird. I was like,
that's
maybe.
What we hear more than anything else is people that come in the meet and greet or won't meet up that just say, I've met some of my best friends just from being a fan for so long. And then the other part, which is amazing, is that, you know, the biggest learning curve for us has been, I think Joe or Kevin mentioned it, you know, I think back in the day, given the fact that we were in some ways like a boy band, even though we play our instruments and write our songs a little bit different.
Not a lot of choreography.
There was some guys that I think were embarrassed to admit they were a fan.
Yeah.
But as you get older, like we all do, you start to become more comfortable with who you are. You're not worried about people's opinion of you. Right. And if you like a song, you like a song.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And it's so great to look out and see guys come to the show with their friends, ready to party, have a great time, and enjoy music that they were probably embarrassed to enjoy back in the day. And we're kind of in on that joke with them, in a sense of like, it's cool, enjoy the show, have fun.
Yeah.
We recognize you really wanted to then, and you're living your best life now.
And we were catching word that like Year 3000 and Burning Up kind of became like college turn-up songs.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and so
people
like we,
who like yeah. were in college when you guys were at that stage of broken up, like, yeah, you want to get a party going, you throw out your 3,000, freaks out.
And I'll say that even our guy friends, like when we go to your shows, they're jealous. They're like, oh, shit, should we buy tickets quickly? It's like,
oh, I love that.
Well, they should.
No, I remember my little brother used to always laugh because me and my little sister have always been huge fans. And when Sucker came out, he texted me, he was like, Fran, Sucker is a bop. He was like, this awesome. Is so good. So it totally is. And then I want to talk to you guys about the set list because you have made like a fan request part of the show, which I think is really cool. And I think a lot of people go to shows of bands or artists that they've always been a fan of and they want them to play the new stuff, but they want to hear some of the old stuff. How did you guys kind of manage the balance?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I think we're going to say the same thing. We went to a Garth Brooks show.
Okay.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
And so we got really inspired by his show. And if I don't know if you've seen that live show or if anyone out there has
personally
seen it.
I know he plays
losing
the hits.
Our minds.
We were losing our minds. It was so amazing. But one of the show. Best things
Let's
about
be clear. It was Fran at a Jonas Brothers show. Let's be very clear of what's happening.
And we made friends. We invited him to our work. So we freaked out because what we thought was so inspiring by that concert, and this was during the breakup years for us. So Nick and I went just as brothers, as friends, to see this concert. We kept being like, damn, that's so incredible what he did. He does a fan call-out moment, and he'll ask people questions like, what's your name? Where are you from? What's one of your favorite songs? And it was impressive that he got up there and just started playing it.
And any song from any point
any
in his
song,
career.
I mean, yeah. It's more impressive the fact that he could remember, for me at right. least, that he could
for
remember
you.
The lyrics. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Personally, I was like, that's really impressive. Yeah. But we challenged ourselves on this tour, and we said we should try to do something special to make every city different. Mm-hmm. Whether we play the same song twice or three times, because that's what we heard in the audience. Some people make signs. Some people call out, hey, please play this one. And we try to, also in meet and greets, we'll hear a lot of people request songs and we'll be like, all right, so we got like 5 today requests of BB Good, for example. Yeah. And then if we feel like in the moment, that's the one we'll play, so be it. It's rare that we'll like try to really plan it out because we want it to be authentic. I mean, of course, there's a lot of songs. There's about 230 some songs we have now in our catalog. And we want to make sure we do it justice. So we, every once in a while, sit around and just play a bunch of these songs just in case.
Yeah.
But we do feel inspired in the moment to just play them.
Has there been one you guys messed up?
Oh, yeah.
I think
Yeah.
Most of them.
Like two nights ago, there was one, I think, that we were a little like, I was definitely not fully prepared to play.
Yeah. Okay.
And so at a certain point, I just stop and let it go.
We have about 200-something songs. It's a lot to remember.
Totally.
So we kind of set each one up with like, hey, we're going to do our best here, but we probably won't get this right.
You just go like this with a microphone. Here, sing, your turn.
Just set them up for failure so that they're happy with whatever they get. Yeah, right. Exactly.
But Nick is saying that humbly, but the truth is he can remember every song, every lyric, and play it on the drop of a hat. And also kind of expects you to do the same.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is not going to happen.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So it's one of those moments me and Joel were like,
just like, maybe you guys don't remember this one? Like, come
there
on.
Was one time recently where we really just couldn't decide, but we were having a conversation with our eyes, the three of us, without talking about it. Like, we just couldn't decide what song we actually were going to play. It took, like, a little longer than it should have for us to select a song.
When in doubt, we just play Just Friends.
Yeah, I think,
That's the one.
Yeah. Me too.
It's a winner.
You guys mentioned your breakup years, and obviously you did the documentary, and it was mentioned that, Nick, you broke up the band, but you also got them back together.
Sweet, sweet redemption.
Yes, you redeemed yourself. What was it like trying to get everyone back together, and who was, like, the last person on board here?
I mean, it was a bit of a journey, just because it didn't start with, what do you guys think? You want to give us another shot? It was, you know, 4 or 5 years of just learning how to be brothers again after, you know, things kind of fell apart last time. And we had to focus on just our relationship and rebuilding and finding common ground outside of just the group and what we were doing there. So I think once we figured that dynamic out, it actually opened up the conversation in a pretty organic way where I first spoke to Kevin and he was on board. I had to work Joe a little bit more, kind of tease it and just sort of drop little hints. And then eventually I just said, listen, man, I'm ready to do this again. I don't know if you are, but I think we could crush it. And he was, at first was like, no new music. I'll do it, but just play the old stuff. And then eventually he came around as well. And, you know, I'm glad he did because it's been a crazy year.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Well, we are too. You guys just had a new single come out with Diplo. The music video is fantastic. The
it's
only,
very funny.
The only complaint I have is the song is way too short. Like, I'm like,
it is a little short.
It
is
as
short,
far as short. Songs run, I was like, what the heck?
Surprisingly, Sucker's pretty short, too.
Yeah, that
if
is,
you match them up,
that
like,
is true.
We that's made why I've played Sucker a million times.
that's kind of our hope. Idea. Yeah, that's kind of the idea. But radio these days plays short songs.
That's true.
And
Old Town Road is very short.
Yeah. Old Town Road is so small. Yeah. So 40 seconds. We try to we try to adapt to what was going on out there, but... it was a fun collaboration.
What was that? Like, obviously, the music video was the idea of Diplo kind of filming your wedding and whatever
the
he
apology.
Did. Whose idea was it to, like,
so this
do
is,
that?
It's the story based about this truth, song is like.
Yeah, oh, totally based in truth.
The first song Nick and I wrote together since the band broke up in minds for the Jonas Brothers was the song with Diplo. This was like, it's almost a 2-year-old song.
Wow, okay.
And we've been working with him on this record for what feels like years and years.
Long
and just trying to change it up here and there. And then all the personal things happened between us where, like, you know, he's filming my wedding and it was quite funny. And then it wasn't funny. Yeah. Then it was funny again.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, we got to do something special for this video. And he obviously hacked us and then started posting a bunch of stuff. And that's why our hate-love relationship with Diplo lives on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were you actually mad at Diplo? I feel like this is something everybody is wondering. Like, was it a joke? Was it? It's a little bit of both.
I mean, I was pretty drunk the night that it happened, so I feel like it was just funny. And then I woke up, I was like, damn, everybody knows. Yeah. Really great.
Yeah, I blogged it immediately.
Yeah, I was like, geez, Diplo, like the whole live stream.
But if you want to promote anything ever, just have him do it.
Yeah.
So true.
Without you knowing.
I mean, it ends up being great for the music video. Mm-hmm. So that's great.
Full circle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Full circle. And besides the tour and your music, you're all working on separate things. We're here at Coors Brewery, like I said. Do you guys want to talk about what you've been doing here today?
I mean, this is very exciting stuff.
We've been taste testing a lot of beer, but more importantly, we've been taste testing our beer.
Our own.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're doing a collab beer with Coors Light. We're going to do our own batch. Bottled Jonas Brothers Coors Light batch.
So basically, you have to go find it.
Okay.
And
so it's not going to be like.
It's going to be a scavenger
hunt. Limited. Yeah.
Okay.
Limited, but it's one of the far more exciting collaboration to us than our Diplo.
This is Diplo. This is Coors Light.
This tops most of our collaborations ever. Very exciting. You know, we've been fans for a long time, and I think the thing that makes it so great to us is the fact that some of these relationships are sort of concocted and made to happen by the teams and agents and all that stuff. But this is like a really authentic, real relationship where we're just genuinely fans.
Yeah.
All that Coors Light content that has been posted over the years has been truly authentic content, not just paid content.
Yeah, so then to get to come here, actually learn a bit, try to be a sponge and you know, just observe and kind of be wowed by all of it. And then also start the process of kind of bottling our stuff and getting out there is really exciting amidst all the other amazing things happening. And, I think this is one of those like things we'll look back on in 50 years and our kids will be like, wait, you did what? And
I'm going to have a Coors Light bottle with my face on it.
Yeah.
If nothing else good happens this year.
What it is.
Yeah.
The packaging is literally our face.
It's the face of cool with the sunglasses in the Rockies.
No, we haven't seen it yet.
I think there's a bottle of it.
There's a prototype.
We got to see it.
Yeah.
So limited edition. Where can people get them? Is it just like kind of a race?
Get them online.
Get them online.
Is that correct? Thank you. Okay. You can get them online. And then I think select stores, right?
Yeah.
And select stores.
Select states.
Yes. We won't tell you what the states are.
We'll just have to figure it out for
ourselves. Just go everywhere you buy beer, and hopefully you'll find a Jonas Brothers Coors Light bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you don't, you still have delicious Coors Light.
Yeah.
Correct.
And hopefully you send it to us. I don't know.
Coors Light announced today they're changing the name to Jonas Light.
Wow.
Yeah. Huge news.
Breaking news. It's now called.
Their shareholder stock just plummeted.
So we just toured the Jonas Brewery.
Yes, exactly.
They
officially handed us the keys.
Yeah. Yes. And so we went to the Penn State show. We went to Champs afterwards with you guys. Kevin, you weren't there, unfortunately.
Daughter's first day of school.
Yes. You guys way more.
Drank Villa One with my wife.
We sure did. Drink Villa One,
and
which
it's
we
now
want
available
to talk about.
And she
in stores
loved you guys.
And we love her.
She was so excited today when I was like, you know,
she was on the show.
She was on the show.
Yeah, but she had a really fun night with you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
Champs does that to people.
Champs is fantastic, and it was one of those things
where you
meet guests and you think like, oh, you hope they remember who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, and we interviewed Priyanka months ago, so when we were at the back bar, and I just kind of like gave her a little tap on the shoulder and was like, hi, like. I don't know if you remember us. She was like, oh my God, of course. Like, so nice.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
The tequila's fantastic.
Tequila is great.
Glad you like it.
We loved it. And you can buy it in, right, New York now?
New York.
It is available in New York. We're starting to spread across the rest of the country. But it's very exciting stuff. There's things happening on all fronts.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So much. Just, it's all
so
happening.
Much. All right, Rhea, I think you have a quick little game we want to
do. I
do
have a game. It's Fran against the Jonas Brothers. A little trivia here.
A little Jonas trivia.
I like this.
Fran will win.
Super fan versus the real deal.
So
I
just
want to. I don't know. She like did not tell me anything, I swear. And she got her questions from her super fan neighbors.
Kim and Kelly, shout out to them. They gave me these questions. They're huge
and
fans.
And I think they might be setting me up for failure.
Yeah, they might be. Who knows? All right, so are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it
this
way.
How's it work?
I think just
we're
first
not professionals,
answer.
So we don't have cards and all that stuff to
That's
hand
fine.
You.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
I prefer this version.
Yeah.
So when's the last time a podcast was in the Coors Light Brewery, though?
No,
this is the first time.
Chicks out of the office.
I'm not sure, but this might be the
out of the office.
They're telling me first time.
Oh, first time.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is monumental.
First and last time. Chicks out of the office will ever be allowed here.
So I'm going to read a question, and then I think just whoever blurts out the answer first.
Okay, yeah,
sounds good.
Sounds good? Okay.
Cool.
What summer 2006 movie did the song Time for Me to Fly play in the credits?
Aquamarine.
No. Yes, Aquamarine. Got it, Kevin. That was good. Did you know that?
Nailed
no.
It. Well, we had to approve.
I didn't know
that. And that sucks
because
I love Aquamarine. That too.
The only reason I know that is because it was just on some random movie channel and my daughter
said. HBO.
Yeah. My daughter was like,
JoJo's in that movie.
JoJo's in JoJo.
Aquamarine.
Emma Roberts. And Sarah Paxton.
Wow, Nick, that's incredible.
Who is also,
Sarah Paxton,
who is also randomly a guest star on Jonas.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
All right, back to the game, guys.
Yeah.
Enough of yourself trivia. Let's go.
Yep.
Just saying.
What day, month, and year was the first single, Mandy, released?
Oh, no.
Oh, I got it.
August?
No.
Am I right?
Nope.
It's March.
Shit. Nope.
Oh, I mean, should I just keep guessing months? April?
No. No.
There's only like
October.
Seven left.
September.
November.
January.
No.
April, May, March.
February. You guys have said every month except
February.
Every month. Nope.
I mean, I think you named every month. I said
no.
April.
May?
March, April, May, June. July?
December
2007.
2005.
Wait.
My
what?
God. Wow.
That's a terrible time to release a song.
Like,
yeah.
Why did you do that?
The fourth
quarter?
Right after Christmas.
Right after Christmas.
All right,
no
well,
one cares. Wow.
Shows why no one bought
it. Wow, Fran. You got to step it up this time.
I mean, I can't believe you just asked me what day, month, and year Mandy was. Okay. I mean, I'm failing.
We thought you were a fan.
I know, I'm failing.
Fan.
This is going to be so bad. People are going to be like, Fran's not even a fan. All right.
These are questions that two big super fans sent me. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fact check that release.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not feel right because I feel like we would have gone to TRL like during the summer.
It is right. You're right because we went to TRL in January or February.
There you go.
True. So it's we released it over the holiday break.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. It's like I just brought news to you guys. Okay. Question three. You guys had a team, Road Dogs. You played softball on the road.
Yeah.
What were all three of your numbers?
Oh,
two,
I know.
10, 16.
Yeah, no, I wasn't the number.
19.
No, that's fine.
16.
That's wrong.
19.
I know what number I was.
What number were you?
Number two.
I'm number two. What are you talking about?
Number one.
You're number one.
Number one.
Nick's number two.
So nobody got Jones.
919.
But Kevin.
I switched my numbers.
You switched your number.
Once
what was
I got
the other
married.
Number?
Because I don't even remember.
This has just turned into
19.
Trivia about the
numbers.
No,
changed
it
to
your
number.
Was it 16?
5.
Ooh.
4. What was it?
3.
8.
why was it 8?
Infinity.
I have the pictures of it.
It makes sense because
we're all sucking at this. This is good questions.
Oh my god,
these are pretty intense questions.
These are. I mean,
I'm actually pretty proud of myself.
Kelly and Kim.
Kelly and Kim. Hold on. Knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
Question four. Will I get one right? Probably not.
Okay. Question four. I don't think you're going to get this one either.
Oh, is this the one you said none of us were going to get?
Probably not. Okay.
Great.
What did Joe and Kevin dress up as at soundcheck at Nassau Coliseum in 2009?
Oh, my God. See, they went to this show. That's cheating.
Ketchup and mustard?
No.
Okay, we did that one.
See, this is cheating. Like, they went to that show.
No, there's no way to remember.
Crayola crayons?
Nope.
Shit.
Oh, should I just take a guess?
Nope.
I don't know.
I mean, I could go through the list of things I can kind of remember.
I basically blocked that period of my life. Were we? My head.
We broke up shortly after it.
Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of animal?
Yes.
Animals.
Oh, okay.
You're on the right path.
Nick did not dress up.
Oh, he never dressed up.
No.
He doesn't believe in dressing up.
Ask him
what his first Halloween costume was ever.
What was your first Halloween costume ever?
I don't think I had one. Oh, no, it was Mark Wahlberg. I just wore a backwards hat.
Yeah.
There's just crickets. Yes.
Like, no. What was the answer? I'm so curious.
Pigs.
Oh, it's
and I
costume.
Also have the pictures.
You know why? Pigs. We wanted to do the three little pigs for soundcheck and Nick wouldn't put on the costume.
Oh,
that's
there you go.
True.
I was going to say,
my guess
was going to be Musketeers, but then I was like, Nick didn't dress up, so that wouldn't make sense.
Three little pigs.
Yeah.
Fran, I feel like I screwed you over with
you
these
really
questions.
Did. I should have asked you to, like, give me,
like,
I should have rigged this. I should have rigged this a little bit.
We're having a hard time with them.
I have three more.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
What Grammy Award show were the Jonas Brothers nominated Best New Artists? So, like, what...
Year?
Yeah. No, when they say it's like the 40th Grammy Awards,
51st.
Got it right. Finally.
Okay.
What year was that? 2008?
Awards and
the Grammys. And, yeah.
Was that
2008?
I don't remember the year.
That was 2010, actually.
2010.
Because it was
2009.
No.
2009.
No, so this it was 2008.
No, it was the...
I'm telling you, I was
I'm telling you, it was the cutoff period.
We need a fact checker here.
Yeah, it was 2009. But it was 2008 we were not.
I wasn't married yet.
Okay, so it was... But when when's the Grammys? Nominated?
2008.
February, right?
Oh.
February of 2009.
It was 2009, because then later that year I got married. Okay.
But you were nominated in 2008.
I use that as my like baseline for like everything previously.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's knock these out.
BM, before marriage. Okay.
Yeah.
Two more here, real quick. Finish the lyrics. This is only between Joe and Fran.
Let's go, Fran.
Okay.
This must be a Fast Life reference.
I am what I am. What can I say? Oh. I'm going to be this way right up until my dying day. Finished lyrics.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing in my head.
I know it.
I got it.
Let's hear it.
Ladies first.
I don't want to sing out loud.
It's okay. Sing it.
You probably should.
I mean, I'm flying through it, but I'm not going to be able to say it.
I'm going to try.
Go for it.
So, dying day. Can you say the lyrics again?
Yeah.
I am what I am. What can I say? I'm going to be this way right up until my dying day.
And I won't back down, won't turn around.
Nope. Next, like, nope.
Not yeah. Nope.
I'll never change my ways.
This is Joe's verse.
Yeah.
Hence why you haven't heard it in the Fender call out yet.
Okay. Last question. What year did Nick say he was going to run for president?
2040.
There it is.
Even an election year.
Okay.
So you're not.
The way the world is going, you never know what's going to happen, people.
Nick Jonas can become president. There you go. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the questions.
Yeah, I think that's basically all the time we have. Thank you guys so much for doing this with us.
Thank you guys.
This was very fun.
So much fun. So thank you to Coors Light.
We'll be here for number 200.
We would love that.
Well, we're going to mark you down for that. Please don't.
Maybe 150. I don't know.
Okay, 150.
Mark it down. Cheers.
No, cheers.
This is going to seal it. Cheers. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so
much.
The
world's most refreshing podcast.
Mm. Yes. Not for French Montana, apparently.
No.
Not for French Montana.
No.
I know you want pop. You want
goddamn round.
You want it.
This year's remix.
Got some phonics.
So
I got pop. I got
fucking
electronic
club beats.
I got
your pop music.
What the future flow.
So don't worry. Even if the sky is falling down.
When in love, she don't.
I got a feeling. Ooh, I found God.
Say the same thing every single time. And no,